I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. At all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Daughter Mike Garner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local dish shoppies.
What? Oh. There's one...
Daughter Mike, victory!
Okay. There is... I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one...
You can love your pet, but just don't love your pet. You know what I mean?
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Gary, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
Like Grandma Glade?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what? No fucking beating now?
Hey. Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they win.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know what Phil always says?
What?
He says, go ahead, enter.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Apple and all the ships at sea. Hey, first day in New York and they already got Kathy Lee to give up that TV gig. You can thank them later. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Voice quivering, shaking, trembling, giant 300-pound bag of Jell-O.
Help me, God. Help
thank you.
Me.
And hello, thank you for listening. Coast to coast nationwide, still via Westwood One, darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it Don and Mike Show.
Clever.
Coming to you from our flagship radio station, WJFK-FM, Washington, D.C. Show syndicated every day on Westwood One. 56 affiliate radio stations.
Yay, 56.
Big day for the show today. Over 6 million listeners every day, Arbitron rated. We thank you for your patronage. No thanks, of course, to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, and Donald Monkey Boy. Ephraim, and here he is to my left and to your right. Well, he knows where Borders Books is. There is our friend, Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. A very big Tuesday for the show.
Tuesday, February 29.
Last day you're going to have to pronounce that.
February. Tomorrow we start March. But today, February 29. And yes, today we sign on in New York. So, Mike, I'm going to ask you to put on your hospital gown.
Yes.
Because it's time to deliver birth to our newest radio station.
I already have the boiling water, and I have an extra large bucket of boiling water.
Good.
In preparation for this new birth, I think we've been talking about it for a long time, so we know this is not going to be an easy birth.
Okay,
well, that's...
All right, hold on.
No, I'm not going to stand there if you're going to do
please,
it.
Trust me.
I'm not going to deliver this new affiliate.
Come on, please. I can feel my head poking out.
All right, I see the head. It's just don't do that again.
What color is the hair?
Be careful, Mike. It looks like it's...
is it brown?
It's curly, but I don't think that's the baby's hair.
All right. Oh, God, you got to pull over me. Come on, now, push harder. This is a big new affiliate. There it is.
Got it.
Look at that. It's huge. Look at the size of that baby. Yes.
Look at the size of that affiliate.
The newest radio station in the arsenal is WNEW 102.7 FM, New York.
Yeah, well, it's good to be on in NYC.
Hello, New York. Welcome to the best goddamn radio show you will ever hear. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we do not have time to bring you up to speed to what we do on this show.
No, that would waste a tremendous amount of time, and we've got other people that have to listen and enjoy that. So, you know, you just join our parade, join our carnival, and...
You know, the show basically every day, it is a tribute to our pathetic lives.
Yes.
And the people who live our pathetic lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what's best will probably be if we have no direct contact for a couple of weeks. What will probably be mm-hmm. best, what right. we found works best in the other 55 cities we broadcast to is that... Pretty much you listen.
Yeah.
You listen and you figure out what we do. And some of you won't listen anymore, and some of you will continue to listen. And those are the people that we will talk to eventually in a couple of weeks.
I think it's like going to orientation at a school or perhaps you know, getting the new rules at a prison. You have to just get the system down. And once you understand the system, you'll know whether it's for you or not. And it's for, you know, we must tell you that the most people that listen to it, they dig it. And it just takes a while to get acclimated to it. And once you know, it's like one of your favorite stories. You just want to be with it every day.
Now, we will be coming up to New York. As a matter of fact, I think the first visits in just a couple of weeks, we'll be spending 2 days a week from the palatial studios of WNEW. So we will be getting to know everybody at the radio station,
right.
all the people in town, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But for now, it's probably best we keep some distance between us and you.
Is it true that they're still, you know, putting us up at the Y? Is that where we're going to be staying?
We're
going to
be staying at the Hamster Inn, which is, of course, where Jeremy is staying. Now, you know what I think is interesting? Rob, bring out the barrel of junk. Every time that we've done something big
yes.
in the company,
uh-huh.
they've given us a nice gift. We've right. we've had strippers before. We've had girls come in.
Are we getting strippers today?
No, for a four-way sex show when we had a number one ratings, they've given us expensive cigars.
Yes.
Today we get this from the general manager. Don and Mike, welcome aboard WNEW-FM. Your friend, Ken Stevens.
Oh, that's from the heart.
Your friend.
Well, that is deeply felt from Ken.
However, I'll tell you this.
What's this stuff? Oh, let me see.
It's booze.
Oh, it is.
It's champagne? Booze. No, it's not champagne.
Is there any Irish whiskey in there?
Mike, ask and you shall receive.
Is there really?
Jameson, Irish whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
And for me.
Oh, that's terrific.
Nice big bottle of Russian vodka.
Is this indicating the pressure of being on in New York City? Is that why we're getting alcohol for this?
I got Russian vodka and vermouth for martinis.
You can make a martini right now if you wanted to.
I'm thinking about it. Then I believe we each got a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Very nice.
I'll take that.
I'm very, very pleased with these gifts. You know, next to strippers, booze is okay.
Hold on. Here's another thing of Irish whiskey for you.
Oh, boy. This is great. And this is the real good stuff, too.
And another gigantic tub of Russian vodka for me. And,
wow.
And another bottle of vermouth for me.
Alcohol.
Welcome to the show. You're wondering what the show is all about.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about alcohol. What else?
I got one extra gift. Sorry.
What'd you get?
Olives.
Well, olives. You needed that.
Olives for the martinis.
You needed that
of
gift.
Of course.
This is terrific.
Okay, beautiful.
All right.
So they gave us booze.
Yep.
Thank you. Now look at this. This is now looking just like my countertop at home.
Yeah.
Two gigantic bottles of vodka, two gigantic bottles of vermouth.
You know, it's strangely looking like the inside of my car.
This is good. Only they're half empty.
Let's put all of the bottles away for a moment. Our top story today is Kathy C. Gifford.
Huge story.
Quitting the Regis Show.
Wow.
Quitter. That is a shocker.
Yes,
Quitter. And it was obvious when I was watching this morning that Regis, who inside, must be doing cartwheels. And I imagine right now, as we speak, he's probably bombed on his ass, got his pants around his ankles.
Oh, man, just it's totally in a state of pure euphoria. Not only did he reach the top of the mountain with his show, but now finally...
She's out of his life.
He's edged her out. He's edged her out first.
So I turn it on like I do every morning, right, just to see what they're going to say.
Uh-huh.
I turn it on, and he goes, good morning. And he starts doing some leap year
right.
jive bull. And
hold up the newspaper again.
He starts that, and then he says to her, so, what'd you do last night? And she takes the opportunity. She says, my Reege. She folds her finely manicured hands. Mm-hmm. My Reege, I have an announcement I want to make.
Here we go.
I was going to wait until next week at Disney, but I'm going to tell you now because I really feel this from my heart.
I'm glad she didn't do it in front of the teacups.
And then she looks to the camera to get her one shot, because right now the camera's on both of them.
Well, you know, and it's so obvious when she's doing that, but I mean, yeah, even though she knows it's coming, it's always an awkward move where she sets up to look right into the camera.
Well, frankly, the crew on that show is not savvy enough to know that you get that half second when she's looking at one camera and she starts to look at the other and they don't pick up quick enough.
No, not at all.
So she looks right into the camera. She's got her one shot now, just what she wants. Just her on screen, not Regis. And she announces that she's quitting. The end of July, her contract is up, and she is quitting.
Right.
They go back. Yeah, great news.
Bravo.
They go back to the two shot, and Regis appears to be floored.
Well, you know, if you go by what you read, they don't really speak to each other until they're on that set. They don't have any contact with each other until they're out there. So there's a very, and it's not like she probably wouldn't call him. She'd probably love to do that to him.
So he sits there, and he's just got his R. He's digging his fingers into the side of the chair, and he goes, "Really?" And it started a little adversarial, like when she was saying that she'd been asked back to host the Letterman show, when, right. when he would go, "Really? When? When? Who asked you?" He started like that
right.
until he figured out that she was serious.
She really was. And your impression was that she was really legit?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because she went into one of those sanctimonious, holier-than-thou speeches
right.
about how, "My Reg, this whole show is based on host chat." And incidentally, I hate it when they call it host chat.
Host chat.
The first 20 minutes of the show where they just talk.
Host chat like it's something to be, like it's a real skill.
Host chat. And frankly, when we started doing this show 15 years ago, "My Reg, I didn't care what people said about me, but now I have children. I have codes."
Oh, and, you mean now?
And casts.
So now she cares.
Yeah, now she cares.
Now she cares after she has spent all of their really formidable years, you know, parading them out in front of the camera.
You know, after she's already screwed them up.
Absolutely.
After they're we're already positive that Cody's going to be a heroin addict and Cassidy's going to be a stripper on the street.
They're guaranteed to be on analyst couches for the rest of their life. Now she's going to quit.
The damage has been done. And I think the reason that she's quitting now, as opposed to quitting before she did this damage, is that now she's got all of her money.
Oh, sure.
She's done that show for 15 years. She's got enough dough that she can just kick back.
And I wouldn't doubt that after the Letterman gig, she probably sat back and said, "Well, I've been to the top of the mountain. And
I've done it all.
That's all Broadway, the Letterman show. What does Kathy Lee need to prove anymore?"
So again, it was very reminiscent of that song that we were goofing on last week. Mm-hmm. And when she says, "I'm here for you people."
Right.
That, you know, basically, the essence of her speech was that she's given every day.
Did she announce it like it was a natural disaster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's holding back the tears.
Yeah. Like, this is the most earth-shattering thing that's ever happened in modern media.
And
Kathy Lee will no longer be hosting live.
I'm watching him.
Right.
Waiting for that ear-to-ear grin. But he's keeping it under control.
Sure.
Okay?
Good for him.
He's keeping it under control until this went on for about 10 minutes.
Do you think, by looking at him, that there was any chance that he had any kind of heads up on it?
No, I really don't think
so. That was the first time that he
heard
about it.
I think it was the first time he sat there, he figured out it wasn't a goof.
Right.
And then they started talking. After about 10 minutes, he was getting bored with this.
Did you hear the footsteps of Gelman, like, running out the door to make the phone calls to get the replacement?
So 10 minutes into this, he makes the move to the newspaper.
Right.
He goes, "Well, all right, well, that's the news, and Kathy will be with us until the end of July."
You know, this does coincide with Regis's contract. I mean, this is the day after the Regis contract was announced.
Right.
This is, you know, maybe she realizes he's staying, you know. She wasn't able to successfully push him out.
Or maybe she read that Regis is going to make $20 million a year, and she said, you know, F that, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. There's so many possibilities as to what motivated her, but that, you know, that one, that last one you mentioned sounds like
good.
Very plausible that she would have been, "Look at this, look what he's got. Oh, I don't need this crap gift."
So, you're right, Kathy.
You're right. Kathy, will you open my plastic coffin?
Kathy.
It's time to wake up, Daddy. Come
so,
on now.
So he goes to hold up the newspapers, right?
Right.
And he wants to change the topic. She won't let it go after 10 minutes of this.
Right.
But she starts saying, "Oh, read. You'll love it when they parade the women out, the women who will be auditioning to be your new host."
Oh, God, she is so full. Yes, because you are just so important to the world.
They'll call you king and they'll call you poobah until they know you for a week. And then she looks at the camera and gives that one eye open, one eye closed. Her ditzy, she thinks she's Lucy look. And then he says he finally has had enough.
Right.
She's now going on for 10 minutes with this diatribe. And he grabs the arms of his chair and he goes, "Who says that I couldn't do this?" And then he makes the move to the one shot and he looks at the camera. Bye.
by myself.
Oh, that's got to kill her.
That has got to kill her.
Oh, it was a really, really good moment. And the only time that I saw Regis really start to crack after this was when they went to their idiotic trivia question.
Right.
And today they had three morons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They had basic knowledge questions that people couldn't get. And they started, let's go to Candy Cunny, who's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia. They go and they pick up the phone and the lady is crying. The lady on the telephone is crying.
Just what she wanted.
You can't leave. You're like a friend to me.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We all move on.
What, were you watching it?
No, it just sounded like the crap she would throw.
Kathy, you're like my best friend. And at this point, we just goes, hey.
Right.
I'm still here.
And don't look for her. I mean, even if she leaves that show, you know, she will not be out of the public eye. That will not happen. No.
One thing that she said that I thought was interesting, she offered up, she left the door open. She said, I'll come back whenever you ask me to, and I'll stay as long as it takes to find somebody.
Oh, my God. Like, it's going to be the most exhaustive talent search in the history of modern television.
And Regis did not offer up that door being opened.
Right.
He said, well, end of July.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. We'll count on that. The end of July.
End of July.
That's it. You're done. You're out of here.
Yeah. And you know what? Man, replace her quick. Get a turbo hottie in there.
Because
really, everybody can agree on one thing. You know, hate Kathy Lee, not hate Kathy Lee. And most people hate Kathy Lee. Anybody that watched Letterman the other night, she's close to hit the wall time. She really is.
She'll stretch out this goodbye over the next 4 months.
It'll be the Kathy
left.
Lee farewell
of
tour.
Of course.
And there'll be a good chance that Regis will at some point lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Who is on the phone?
Leah. Oh.
Leah again?
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Line number 9. Excuse me.
Leah Remedy's back on the phone again.
Hello?
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 Yes, hi, darling.
Did you do your run-through?
No.
Why?
It's before run-through. We were rehearsing, and now we're going to do a run-through in 10 minutes.
Oh, in 10 minutes.
They let me go to talk to you guys.
All right. Here you go. Let me ask you. How do you feel about Kathy C. Gifford quitting the Live with Regis show?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Did it this
when?
Morning. Announced that July would be her last show. In July, sometime in July, she would be leaving Regis and Kathy Lee.
Why?
Because.
I know how you feel about her, Don,
If you believe her crap, it's to keep her children away from the bad things of this world.
But Don thinks it might be because she heard about Regis' new money contract and decided that she'd just take off. She's probably having a tantrum. Like, I don't need that crap anymore.
Regis is making $20 million a year. F him.
No,
I'm
but
telling
on what,
you something.
Though, on his millionaire show. Right?
Yeah, but it's all part of the whole thing, apparently. It's all part of the whole deal that he's getting more money to do Regis and Kathy Lee, and he's also getting more money for the Millionaire Show. And she's probably... You don't buy that she's doing this for her kids.
Please, if she really wanted to keep her kids out of the limelight, she would have done it 15 years ago before she had kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to keep your kids out of the limelight, when your kid is born,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the birth on television. You don't dress your kid up in queer knickers and make him wear a powdered wig on President's Day to come out and play the piano. She
right.
did this to Cody.
Right.
You don't do this to kids. You don't name AIDS houses mm-hmm. after your children.
So she's out of there, and they're right. you know they're looking for a replacement.
I know you're
employed right now.
I'm employed by another network.
Mm-hmm. Much too busy. All right, listen, here's what I have for you. We'll get back to the Regis story.
All right.
I have questions for you.
What?
First, you know we're coming there next Friday.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
Has there been talk about that, just out of curiosity?
You know, we've been off for a week.
No. Uh-oh.
So yes. There hasn't been talk of anything because we haven't seen each other.
But Charlie's talked to is Jeff Sussman,
yes.
a producer.
Yes,
yeah. That's the guy he talked to.
Oh, good.
So next Friday, that's it.
I'm
we'll
very
there.
Excited. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, my question. I heard my first question.
Mm-hmm.
We're still on for the sleepover, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second question. I don't mind that you do other interviews with disc jockeys.
Yeah.
Because I know you have to promote your
what
show.
Who did I talk to?
I don't know, but we got a call from some guy that said you were on ESPN Radio.
Oh yeah.
And that. I don't mind that you go on other disc jockey shows because I know it's a business.
Yeah.
But don't tell them all that you love them. Because then it cheapens it when you tell us that you love us.
Did I tell them I loved him?
We thought we were the only ones.
Yes.
Did I tell them I loved him?
Apparently you did.
I'd like to hear a tape of that.
Well, I don't have it. Frankly,
well, don't accuse me of something if you don't have the proof.
It's true. She's got a point there.
Well,
you
mean,
talk
it is,
to me with proof, boy.
It is secondhand information.
All right. Well, you don't deny, though, that you were on another radio show.
Absolutely not.
Is
there, that's on another radio show.
Could there, under any circumstances, have been the word love uttered by you?
I highly doubt that.
Could you have said as you hung up the phone, okay, love you, see you?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
You have tape of this?
No, of course I don't.
Who's your little narc, by the way?
It's one of our listeners.
We have rats all over the place. You know that.
One of your listeners?
We have five million spies.
All right.
Somebody who called up and said, hey,
meanwhile, he must have been listening to another radio station to even hear the interview, so I have a problem with that.
I have no problem with that. People have radios, just like I really don't have a problem with you doing other interviews. I know you have to publicize your show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that word.
Honey, I really don't think I said I love. I mean, that would be really weird of me to do.
Okay, all right. Then let me see. Here's the next thing. Really, you should look at the refrigerator, because really, when I saw your show on Monday night, we weren't on the refrigerator.
Just looking at it today, so I cannot believe
it
that
wasn't.
Within a week somebody took it off and put it back on.
It wasn't okay. Let me ask you about your new website with Jackie.
Yeah.
What are you selling on your new website?
Hair accessories.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to plug it?
No.
Well, go ahead.
No, not yet.
Use our vehicle.
Not yet. Because, no. Because, first of all, I would hate to do that on your show because that would be...
Oh, please.
That would be bad. But
why would that be bad?
Look what you've done for us. You brought us out to Los Angeles.
I'll say it.
Show.
No,
it's not up and running yet, so...
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know what I mean? There's nothing to view. We just did all the pictures.
JackieandLeah.com.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
Thank
JackieandLeah.com.
Is this Jackie the hair person?
No. This is
Jackie the actress.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie, the one's on the show with you.
No.
No, but
who,
I think...
What Jackie are we talking about?
Jackie was in Selena. Jackie has a movie coming out with Woody Allen.
You know, you set me up like that. Like, you're over there setting me up. I have no idea. I just... Jackie... Have we met Jackie?
Did you meet Jackie? Maybe you didn't meet Jackie.
I don't think we did.
I think she was in the hospital when you guys were here.
Oh, okay. I thought Jackie was... Oh, Mike, don't look at me in that tone of voice. I thought Jackie was the girl that we were in the car with that night when we were driving to dinner.
Karina.
Oh, Karina. Okay.
Karina.
All right.
Well. I know Karina.
All right, so we don't know Jackie.
So is Jackie a turbo hottie like you?
Is she a turbo hottie?
Yes.
Wow.
So you're selling...
That's a compliment.
You're selling body accessories? What kind of body accessories do you sell?
Hair accessories.
Any oils?
Body accessories.
Oils and lotions?
No, like jewelry and stuff, but for men and women.
Really?
Yeah, purses, little things like that.
Why? You don't make enough money on your TV show?
I don't.
Please.
What do you mean? I've been trying to get a new kitchen for years and years already. I can't afford it.
Are you happy to be back at work?
I am very happy to be back at work.
Did you have a good vacation?
Well, it's not really vacation. We're only off for a week, and, you know, you
That's
do
right,
stuff
you don't
like
do...
normal stuff that you do, you know,
you
dry
need...
cleaning and the house and all that, you
when
know.
You get one of those week breaks, you need to take a real... You and Angelo need to, like, go somewhere.
I know.
You really should.
I know.
I think it'd be good for you.
I know. We're planning a trip, the whole family.
Don't you have a housekeeper?
I do.
Okay.
But I still clean the house. That's the problem.
That's obvious. If anyone that's been in her house, that is totally obvious. You have an immaculate house.
I don't have an immaculate house.
You
was
do,
when you guys are there.
It was beautiful.
Very clean.
I was embarrassed.
No, it was
very clean.
It was. You could eat off the floor, and I know
I
because I was down on the floor.
And I love you for saying that.
Mike was laying on the floor.
I know. I got close
Mike
to that.
Mike was laying on the floor.
Mike was laying on the floor at your house.
His wine.
Yeah.
That he shared with everybody.
I want.
He didn't share it with anybody.
Let me ask you. So how are you? You're not going to be there forever, are you?
Where?
In New York?
We're going to be there 2 days a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you very excited about that? You know, I keep getting a call on the other line. I bet you it's Charlie.
No, I don't think it was.
Charlie does that.
Go see if it's him.
Charlie does that.
Hold on.
Charlie Broyhill. He does that. I swear to God, he does that while she's on the air with us. Our producer calls her just to be...
It's not him. He just told me on the intercom it's not him. For a change, it's not him.
He's done that before, though.
You know, just when we get to good stuff with her, he calls her up. Just to throw off our rhythm.
It was my dad.
Oh, it was your dad.
My dad going, what station is this?
102.7.
I know. He tells me, you sure it's in New York? Can't find it.
It's WNEW.
I don't know what he's showing.
It's a big one.
You can't miss it.
All right, what are your other questions for me? That was it?
That's all. That's all I had. Can I still sleep over at your house? Why was our picture off your refrigerator?
The picture's not off the refrigerator.
You tell the other disc jockey that you love him? And how come you're selling jewelry on your website?
But why not?
No, I just wanted to know what the thought was behind that.
Do I want to be the type of person that's on a show, and then when the show, God forbid, goes off the air, I'm screwed?
No, you're smart. I think you go for it. I mean, milk it for all it's worth.
Listen, here's all I have to say, two words. Suzanne Summers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to end up on QVC, though.
No, do I don't. No, I don't.
I think Suzanne Summers has made quite a nice career.
Would you promise that you will never go on QVC?
I promise you this.
Okay. Well, then good.
I promise you this.
Can you keep your integrity?
Yes. Okay. But I gotta have something else, and also it's a way to go into business with my friends. You know what I mean? I like that. I like having family involved.
Then you can expand, too.
Exactly. You
know? Like sporting equipment.
Now, I gotta talk to you about your wife, Don, real quick.
Yes. Let's talk about it.
She doesn't seem to like Leah Remini.
Oh, no. She likes... Don't speak of yourself in third person, please.
Are you sure?
She likes you fine. I mean,
She likes me fine?
Yes.
Don't say that.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
She's not crazy about you.
All right, she is crazy about you.
You could have phrased that better.
Okay, she's crazy about you.
She didn't seem... The conversation, I don't think she was too happy with me.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on.
She likes you fine. It's like Regis saying, fine, well, fine.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. I don't even know how your wife feels about Leah Remini.
Well, she's fine with her.
There's that word again.
She's fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
She's crazy about
it's
you.
Fine. All right, I'm getting her on the phone now.
All right. How do you know she's always home?
Hi, I'm not on my cell phone right now. Please leave a message if it's important. And this goes especially for you, Bart. Thank you, bye.
Bart.
That's our song.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To choose a short message to be displayed...
She's not there.
The phone of the
Should we leave her a message?
Press no, hang up.
No, hang up.
No, hang up. All right.
All right. You got to play that the way Leah suggests here.
All right, hold on. Let me try her at home, okay?
All right.
Hold on. We'll get to the bottom of this. Stay tuned for an awkward moment.
Oh,
of course it's awkward.
My wife has nothing but love for Leah.
I understand this.
Mike.
Yes?
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You do?
Well, about what?
Well, what were you just saying?
Well, I've just said I got to separate the lines. Hold on.
I'm telling you that this is going to be awkward.
Hold on. She can't hear you. Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right. We're calling Don's home right now.
Okay. Now you're back on, Leah.
All right.
All right. Well, my wife is very fond of you.
But, Mike.
Hello?
Honey.
Oh, hold on a second, my boo-boo.
Aw. Mike.
What? We'll talk.
What was
he
just saying?
We'll discuss that later.
Just say it real quick. She said, well,
what's up?
Baby, I have...
Hi.
I have Leah on the phone.
Hi, Leah. How are you? Good. How are you?
Listen to this.
I'm good.
She thinks you don't like her.
What? No, I told you last time that I didn't even mind if you spent the night at her house, and it was never Leah's fault. It's your lust. What do I think, that Leah's lusting after you? I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
No, it was never Leah's. No, Leah I was worried about. It was your little puppy love that you seem to have realized, though, over the months of talking to Leah, that your puppy love has kind of, you know, gotten to be like an old marriage, you know, that... that even though she's so attractive and so charming, she's still a regular woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She is.
All right, I'm clear on this now. So it's not me.
Don.
No, it's nothing with me.
No, it's you.
No, it's you.
It's
she just
you,
said
Don.
It's you.
No,
it's you.
If there was any awkwardness,
it wasn't due to me. It was due to you, Don.
Yes.
Exactly.
Shut up, Mike.
You had the puppy love going. You were calling her every other day. You know,
right.
You were sacrificing the show just to play games with Leah on the phone. You know,
shut up, Mike. I'm not saying anything.
He's
over there nodding your head. Please, you're just as bad as I am.
What about when you played the hang-up game with Leah? Now, Leah's not doesn't have a radio show to worry about, so she can play the hang-up game. But you forgot all about your radio show just to stay on the phone with Leah.
That's very destructive behavior, Don.
All right. I'm glad that the two women in my life are getting along.
I'm glad we're all here because we should use this as an intervention.
A Leah Remini intervention. All right,
Leah, I hope sometime you'll come out and visit us.
Well, I would love that.
Well, that's great.
I would love that, but I think Don needs to work on himself.
Well, I'll be here to watch over him. Okay.
All right. Are you happy now, Leah?
I am very happy.
All right, baby.
Now I know it's all you. I feel good.
All right. I love you.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
I love you, and I'm speaking to Frida now.
Thank you. I appreciate that, my boo-boo.
Love you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Hold on. All right. Okay. All right.
You happy now?
Well, that was that was not nearly the awkward moment I thought it was going to be.
No. No, it wasn't. But no, I felt awkward the first time we talked.
No, my wife was, like I said, she's fine with you.
Okay, but you can't say that.
It's me.
She's fine with me because that means she's tolerating.
No, no, no. And I know you haven't asked, but I just want to just throw this in that my wife is just slam dunk crazy about
it. Oh, F you.
I mean, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Leo.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd mention
that. How could we ever call your wife?
Because my wife's not on the show. My wife, she chooses not to be on the show.
Why?
She doesn't like to
and
be
Leo,
on the radio.
Why you are so susceptible to this overt brown nosing by Mike, I don't know.
I don't think you have any room to talk, Don, because
Hallelujah.
I heard your last conversation with Kevin.
Absolutely. What do you? Of course I brown nose Kevin.
Yeah.
Everybody brown noses Kevin.
And Mike knows, really, where he should give compliments.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Mike, I don't compliment you enough?
I have always had that gift.
Recently.
I've always had that gift.
Not since the 1999 incident.
What compliment would you like? I love
I don't
you.
No.
Are you referring to the?
I have solicited for it now, and it wouldn't mean anything if you did.
You would be referring to that annoying discussion.
No.
No, she's talking to. Before that.
Thank you for reminding me of that too.
Talking about the other fight we had.
Oh, the other one.
Oh, well, okay. Listen. You know I love you.
But I'm annoying.
What bigger? So is my wife, and I love her more than anything.
All right, I never heard you say that to her.
What, that she's annoying?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Leah, now I got to step up here and, you know, she's been on the show for a good long time.
Listen, Leah, it's a big topic of discussion every day on this show, how annoying my wife is.
That she's annoying?
Yes.
Why is she annoying?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to don't start me on that.
Why? You felt it was okay to go through the reasons why
She's annoying. She's annoying for the same reasons that you're annoying. You know, every once in a while, no matter how much you love a woman, no matter how much, you just had enough of her.
Leah, did I mention to you that, we spoke briefly with your sister after you got off the line there, and your sister is very naturally funny. It does run in the family.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
Yep, very, very charming and very funny.
Struck me as just a little annoying, though.
She's annoying?
Just a little.
Why? What'd she do?
She didn't do anything.
I'm goofing you.
She didn't do anything.
Just wondering.
That's a goof.
You're so quick to accuse.
All right,
never
listen.
Have any, what?
We haven't played any commercials yet. We have to go.
Look at the time.
But then I have to go.
All right.
I have to go, though.
Okay, well, listen. I love you.
I love you.
Yes! Yes, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Bravo.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next weekend.
Well, when are you coming in?
Friday.
Okay, I'll have Roberta here for you.
A week from Friday.
A week from this Friday.
A week from this Friday.
What do you mean you'll have a birdie for us?
Roberta.
Oh, Roberta.
Roberta.
Oh, Roberta.
Excellent.
Oh, right. The big.
Okay. The love mysterious. You guys.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. It's wonderful.
Well, there she goes.
Leah Remedy is right over here.
You handled that very well, that moment with John, which I really thought was going to be a train wreck.
My two hoes. My gals.
You know, I just have to, do what I do to survive.
I know you do.
You understand.
I know. I understand your position 100%.
You got Leah over here, you got your wife over here, and I'm just, I'm probably scared out of my mind more than you are.
I know. You're like Malcolm in the Middle.
I am.
Hello, Pat. Pat?
Oh, Pat gave up.
Jeff.
Jet.
Excuse me, Jet.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, sir.
Good. It was about Kathy Lee I was calling.
Yes, what about Kathy, sir?
My concern for Kathy Lee's leaving the show is, do you think she's really leaving, or do you think, because the more I watch it, the more I think, she went home after the David Letterman show, and she went, okay, look, too many people are dogging me. I'm going to play like I'm leaving the show.
No.
And then everybody will come and say they love me again.
No, I don't. You see, I don't think so. I think what you do is, if you can do that, you drop hints
right.
that you're going to leave. You don't come on and announce for sure with a drop-dead date
right.
that you're going to be gone in
if
July.
If she does not leave, she's going to look like crap. She's going to look totally, she's going to lose, any credibility that she ever had, any vestige of credibility, and she will look like the biggest idiot in the world.
No, she's out. She's cashing in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
My fiance loves you guys. Oh, my God, he talks to y'all he listens to y'all every day. He listens to y'all every day.
Well, thank
you. Okay, and a couple of months ago, we were talking about the show Unhappily Ever After, something that comes on TV with a dog on it. You know what I'm talking about? It's a show that comes on late at night, has a dog on it.
Is that on the WB?
Yeah, and he has Bobcat Goldways is the voice of it.
Right. Somebody told us. Was that you that told us that?
I don't know.
Well, somebody called us and told us that Bob Goldthwait was the voice of a dog.
Okay.
On TV.
Yeah, he is.
this. And my fiance, he was like this. He can't be because he's dead. And we made a $200 bet.
Bobcat Goldthwait is the voice of a dog?
Yes.
Oh, the password is come back.
Happily ever after.
What? So are you wondering if Bob Goldthwait is dead?
Yeah, we made a $200 bet. And I said, if anybody would know, it would be Don and Mike. I'm going to call your favorite two guys.
Career is dead, but Bob Goldthwait is alive.
That's correct. Thank you. I got my $200.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Don and Mike.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bobcat was dead. Obviously, she saw Shakes the Clown.
Or Hot to Try. Remember that as Big Talking Horse movie?
Oh, God.
Okay, hold on. Time out, everybody. We got to do a break. Clear the lines right now. Here's your first chance today to win up to $10,000. Lie straight ahead with a secret celebrity laugh number 4. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Toya, who's very sexually active, answering our telephones today. She'll take call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is Under Control, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So did you watch the Beach Boys show last night?
I did, and I enjoyed it, even though I hate that fakey makeup that they wear.
I thought it was good. You know, I'm a huge Brian Wilson fan. Really, I'm thinking that Brian Wilson, a real genius.
I think the Brian Wilson, that guy, could have done a little more of the Bill Murray speak. You know,
I don't think they made him quite as retarded as he was. Now, I know they stopped chronologically before the one Beach Boy drowned.
Right.
But I think even up to that point, early 70s.
Were you kind of waiting for that like I was too, though?
Yeah.
The Dennis Wilson drowning incident. You know, I was saying, you know, that for dramatic effect, I would have, you know, I mean, I wish they'd gone through that part because it's pretty significant in the life of the Beach Boy.
It ended with the one Beach Boy setting the dad's car on fire, right?
Which is, and is that based on a true story that he did light the T-Bird on fire? You know,
I don't know.
Who knows? And who knows why he did it? You know, was he doing that just to say, well, farewell forever, Dad? Was he doing that? I hated you all along, and I'm just
going
to your car. You know, you don't know.
You have to ask Blackie Parrish, because he was the executive producer. And did you catch his cameo?
Yeah, and oh, God, it made me want to puke. You know, the Mike Love guy I thought was the best of all of them. I thought he was the most credible looking of all the Beach Men. I really thought he was pretty cool.
I thought the Bruce Johnston guy looked like Bruce Johnston.
And the Al Jardine had that oversized head.
Yeah.
You know, they went out and got a
peanut head.
They got an oversized head guy, which was cool.
But the Brian Wilson guy was definitely too loosely. I mean, he was too.
Yeah.
He was too. You could understand what he was saying when he was sitting at his piano.
They should have made him talk like Brian Wilson. That's not a difficult. Oh yeah, you talk like that. I'm just gonna come out of my bedroom. I'm really not gonna go downstairs. Hey, you're gonna go have your baby. You're gonna go have my second child. Great, enjoy yourself with your baby face. See you later. I'm gonna have another pot brownie. California girls. Oh, look at all these people on my floor. I'm sitting here with a bunch of sheets hanging up here. Look at all these tapestries. All the beautiful tapestries of psychedelic colors.
Yeah, I've watched it. Everybody watched it.
The only thing that really, at the very end, when they had that last concert, the comeback concert, the first of many, where they brought Brian Wilson out.
You and I both know how fake that is.
Didn't he look, when he was sitting at the piano, very similar to the way Brian Wilson always looked in front of the piano, especially in the time where, you know, well, you remember when you hosted that Beach Boys show.
I was on stage of the Beach Boys, 1984, where they used to do a concert on the Mall in D.C. every year on the 4th of July,
right.
And they brought the Beach Boys out, and it was my job to introduce them. Got up on stage in front of 500,000 people, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, the Beach Boys. And they come out, and all of them come running out, they start singing, and separately, they walked Brian Wilson on the stage.
There was a huge stairway backstage that they actually had to carry him up. They carried him up the stairway, and then you saw what happened.
So they sit him in front of an electric piano, and I'm standing up there going, man, this is great. Mm-hmm. I'm standing right next to the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. They're singing. I walked over to stand near Brian Wilson,
right.
One of my heroes.
Sure.
And I realized that the electric piano was not plugged in.
He's just up there and he's pounding on it.
And his microphone was not turned on.
They're singing like fun, fun, fun.
And he was just going,
he's singing like, look for the union label. They're up there going, good vibrations.
was a sad moment.
Yeah, well, that's what they did, I guess, for years when they wanted to have him on stage. And now he's, you know, he's come out of his shell enough and he's recovered from all that.
Well,
but I mean,
relatively speaking,
he couldn't sit down and do an interview with anybody.
Have you heard him interviewed, though?
I have, certainly have.
Sound like Mike the CP comic.
Why don't you let me go there, Cherie? But these boys, you know, it was a very difficult time for me.
And I thought the dad was much meaner. Everything I've read indicates that the dad was 100 times meaner than they made him in that TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
That he was just a real jerk.
I thought it was fun. You know, anytime you watch this, it just, with all the technology that you see in all the movies, you would think that they would make enough makeup progress where it wouldn't look like somebody went into a Halloween store to get their fake beards. It's ridiculous.
Two words, Blackie Parrish. Remember, John Stamos was the executive producer of
right.
that, which is why I think, first off, it wasn't mean enough.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't tell the whole truth,
sure.
And maybe why they also went easy on Brian Wilson. Well, they didn't make him appear to be so retarded.
Now, I know you read about stuff like that. Is it true that little thing they had with Charlie Manson? Was he
yes.
that, was he that part of that
yes.
close to the inner circle?
That yes. part is 100%
true. Came into the studio.
Yeah.
Hey,
man.
I'm gonna do a few folk songs I got for you, man.
That is true. That is well documented.
Wow.
Charlie Manson was tight with the Beach Boys.
Unbelievable.
Time out. Caller 100. Right now. I also want to tell you about that HBO stripper show
that you saw in the morning.
This morning at 8:30. And you know what else I caught that I got to tell you about? I finally saw your show, Iron Chef.
Oh, really?
Iron Chef.
Chef comes out of the door. Great for the first 5 minutes, then he can turn it off.
They all talk like Speed Racer.
Oh, the opening right. is fantastic. Don't you know, you stay with it a while and it gets a little dull.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Who is this?
Caller 100.
Yes, you are. And who is this?
Kelly Allison.
Hi, Kelly. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Honeyah Pass, but I'm right outside of Greenville.
Greenville, and you're listening on good old WPEK, right?
Yes.
Did you say you're calling from Honey Patch?
Honeyah Pass.
Honeyah Patch?
Pass.
Path like P-A-T-H?
P-A-T-H.
And it's Honeyah Path?
Honeyah. H-O-N-E-A.
Honeyah Path.
Honeyah Path.
And that just sounds like something really southern. Honeyah Path.
It's very southern. It's like Mayberry.
Honeyah Path.
Both Mike and I would like to see your Honeyah Path. Do you have a nice Honeyah Path?
Well, my husband thinks so.
Well, is it difficult to get lost on the Honeyah Path? Or is the pathway nicely groomed?
Nicely groomed.
Very nice.
Is it a landing strip or is it the triangle?
I would say the triangle.
Triangle.
Yeah,
one of your people.
Like hearing that. Caller 100, you've won the DVD copy of Picture Perfect, starring the beautiful Jennifer Aniston, courtesy of DVDExpress.com, DVDExpress.com, your ticket to Hollywood and the best place to go for new releases and coming attractions.
Great.
All right, now you're going to play for the big money. Have you heard the secret celebrity laugh?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Hmm.
One time.
Just one time?
Yes.
Are you trying to lowball me?
No. No,
really?
I'm not. No. I just heard it one time.
I don't trust you. You'll play for
$2,000. Okay, that's good.
The jackpot, she fluctuates between $500 and $10,000.
Right.
You will play for $2,000. Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bobby Goulet.
Bobby G.
There you go.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There's a laugh. A nationally known celebrity laughing for your pleasure. If you can identify that celeb, you win $2,000.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Now that's a show right there.
That was great.
That's a show. You know, all you need is a steak.
Right.
And you have dinner and a show.
Thank you.
For $2,000, who is that?
Is it Will Smith?
No.
Oh,
we're sorry.
Not a chance. Yeah, old Big Ears has been guest before, but thank you. Please remember, most times every guest is
a clue for you.
For you. Thank you. Hold on. So, I did see this show. Did she just hang up?
Yes. She's gone.
Okay. Duh. I did see the Iron Chef, which you guys have talked about for a long time.
Right. Iron Chef.
Where it's basically a Japanese cooking show.
100% Japanese.
Where they have a guy come out and cook, and there's people sitting at a table, like six people, three on a side.
See the host there that eats like the pomegranate?
Yes.
You know, and just bites into it and then smiles like, ha ha ha, that is good.
And the only reason to get into watching the show is that they talk like on Speed Racer.
Right. They do, and it's so silly the way they, you know, have chefs come out of the floor. And it's just, it's very, very Japanese.
I liked it. I know you had recommended it. I wanted to mention you. I finally saw it.
It's funny. It really is. I like the opening, you know, where you you see the guy and he's dressed like Prince, you know, and he's just running around going, okay, now we have Iron Chef Japanese, Iron Chef Italian, Iron Chef American cuisine. Oh, man, it's fantastic.
It's good. It's good. You guys are absolutely right about that.
I saw him one time when they made turkeys. They had their Thanksgiving, their holiday special, and the different things they do with turkey. And then they have a panel of judges, and that's when you get the real speed racer talk, where you'll see the lady going, and it's like,
for this is the best turkey I have ever eaten.
Normally, I do not eat turkey, but this is one of the most delectable dishes I have ever sampled. It's great. It really is.
John, but listen, you have to see this HBO show on strippers.
A brand new one?
Brand new one on strippers.
Okay.
Where they follow this CGRW. They follow. They follow.
One of the words in there is guzzling.
They follow. They follow this gal in her Isuzu Trooper.
Right.
As she drives like from Butt Scratch, Minnesota to Crotch Scratch, Wisconsin.
Is this? I just want to double check that this isn't a show that I've seen. Is this one where they go all over the place, or is it? Because there's one where they end up like. Way out in different parts of Canada, and they're actually, no, this isn't the same one.
Brand new one. It's number 4 in the series.
Okay, very good.
Number 4 in the series of strippers. It starts where they find these two girls who want to be strippers, and one of them looks like olive oil.
What girl doesn't want to be a stripper?
And the other one's not bad looking. They bring both of these girls to a strip club, where they sit down with the guy who's got the mafia-type trench coat on.
We think you could fool these shoes very nicely.
Yeah, and he's being interviewed saying, we just give the women a chance. We put them in the cage.
Right.
No one touches them. No one gets to come near them. And we videotape them, and we see how they like it.
Now, are either one of them, you said one's olive oil, are they both non-hotties?
The olive oil is awful.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that ends up getting hired, though.
Oh, really?
Because she's very easy with her nudity.
Uh-huh.
Her clothes, they come off like this, and she's looking at herself in the mirror, and she's feeling herself up and stuff. The other woman was a little more reserved.
Okay.
So when they got done with these two, after you saw how this ended, the two women who both wanted to be strippers, one of them got the gig, they follow another girl around, and her name was something like Candy Cane, some jive name like that.
Right.
And they show her in the office before the show, where she's oiling herself up.
There you go.
Okay, and she's got these big, giant rings coming out of the ends of her boobs. Okay. And she's discussing that she's going to be getting more lipo, and she's going to be getting a boob job.
So she's got pierced nipples?
Yes, because her boobs are not big enough.
Right.
And when I started to feel oogie was when she was describing what it was like to be a major entertainer, as she described. She said, there are strippers, and there are showgirls, and then there are major entertainers.
She's an adult entertainer.
I'm a major entertainer. Mm-hmm. When I come into these towns, I put on a show for these guys. And then they cut to this girl on all fours. She's in front of all of these drunken inbreds. And she is on all fours, crawling around like an animal on the floor. And there are these drunk guys going, woo, come on, baby!
Yeah, well, they're reacting to a major entertainer.
Give it to me, baby! And they follow her around, and then you're driving with her on the road, where she has to drive herself from gig to gig.
Do they show her using any props?
No, she did not.
It's HBO, right? They can't go that far.
She would dress up like, what's her name on Beverly Hillbillies? Jethro's...
Ellie Mae.
She would dress up in a country outfit with like Daisy Dukes and the shirt that ties just below her boobs. She put on a wig with pigtails.
So it's almost bordering on annoying. It's basically a stripper that thinks that she's an entertainer.
And cut in between the real-life escapades of these two women who want to be strippers and this woman who is, they interviewed strippers. And they talk to them, and all of them, first off, they all talk like Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
They all talk like this. Well, my family don't know that I'm doing this, but I make $1,000 a week, so it's okay. Nobody touches me.
Nobody bothers me.
Nobody touches me. I give guys pleasure.
So they follow her all around?
Yeah, they followed her around, and that's how it ended. It just ends with just following her. She goes from a Holiday Inn to a Days Inn, and they show her going and getting in a tanning bed, and they show her going to the grocery store, and they show her ironing her outfits before she goes on stage at night.
Not particularly the most skillful documentary, but you just had to stay with it.
I would urge you to watch it.
For the show, if you're ordering me to do that, I will do that.
Hold on, I got a guy, Matthew, here. He saw that stripper show on HBO. You see that, Matthew?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I did see that. But actually, that's not where the show ends, because at the ending, I think they have another 30 minutes where they follow like about a 43-year-old stripper.
Oh,
Oh, I turned it off too early.
Yeah, you did turn it up. This was the funniest thing because she had total cottage cheese thighs, pancakes. It just looked, I think what she looked like was when you were describing Kathy Lee, like when she, before she went on that show, late night. You know, she had that look like she had just been effed.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this is what this woman looked like. And she was sitting outside while she was doing auditions.
Are most of these that they follow, are they the traveling roadshow strippers?
Yeah, they're
as opposed to the ones that, like, work at the regular clubs.
Not your grade A, not your Nikki Knockers type strippers. These would be your... your minor league strippers.
Your strippers that, like, go out and travel the road to the obscure little strip.
Yeah, these, like I said, this girl, they followed her in a car where she's driving in a snowstorm to some little log cabin in Minnesota where she's going to be down on all fours in front of a bunch of lumberjacks that night.
Your low-grade strippers.
Hello.
Dave, you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. First, I want to tell you, in Spokane here, we're a little upset because we got Hoosiers on the radio for the rest of the week. So this is the last day we get you for the rest of the week.
What do you mean you have Hoosiers on the radio?
Well, we've got State B basketball on the radio, you know. So all the small schools are coming to town, never seen an arena as big as they're going to see tomorrow. And
oh, please don't tell me we are being...
we're gonna miss you guys.
Hold on. Please don't tell me they're preempting us for high school basketball.
Yes, they are.
Hmm.
God, what the, what is wrong with people?
You know, they just got the ratings in Spokane.
I know. We heard last week about how you guys just kicked ass.
The show is number one rated, but I'll tell you right now, if they're listening in KFAN in Spokane, the best way to screw that up is to put on high school basketball.
Yep.
What do they think they're doing? Don't they know people need to be entertained?
We're
like the strippers. We're major entertainers.
I know.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Got to make a mental note to call the station.
I wanted to tell you, though, Don, I think this show, because I think I've seen it, I think this stripper show is about a year or two old.
When are they running this thing? Well, when are they running these high school basketball games?
They're running it from 9 in the morning till 9 at night for the rest of the week.
Oh, for God's
sake. Jesus Christ's sake.
Why not just put a sign out that says, attention, nobody listen.
Closed.
I know.
All right. There's probably some big sponsor that's involved with it that they, that they're kissing his ass.
Probably. Let me call.
Oh, please.
Now, that's embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
That's embarrassing.
Good afternoon, Sonora Radio Center.
Yes, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now on one of your cluster of radio stations.
Yes?
Can we speak to Dean Allen, please?
I believe so. One moment, please.
Dean Allen.
I think that's his real name. It's the Dean Allen Show.
Dean Allen with you.
How you doing? This is Dean Allen driving
Good looking
you
Tuesday.
Home.
Hey,
Dean Allen.
Thomas Jefferson High taking on Richard M. Nixon Jr. High. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. right here on KFAN.
Line is available.
That's ridiculous.
Chances are you're listening.
Let me talk to Dean Martin. Let me talk to Dean Wormer. Let me talk to Dean Witter.
Oh, my God.
Anybody but Dean Allen.
Cat Country 94.
It must be another one of their stations they put on there.
And continue.
Hey, how about that upset by Charles Manson Prep?
Hey, who are you holding for?
Dean Allen.
Dean Allen. Is Dean Allen there?
He's left the building, but I can give you his cell phone number.
Now, maybe you could help us out. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Matt Sherman.
Matt, what do you do there at KFAN?
Promotions director.
Okay, can you answer me this? How the hell can you guys be shutting down operations to run goddamn high school basketball games on the radio?
Let me give you Dean Allen's phone number.
All right, hold on, please. Robbie?
What line was that?
Robbie, 7.
Okay, I'm going to lay some odds here that he picks up the phone when you get his cell phone and he answers the phone. Allen. Allen here, yeah. Unless he's listening right now. He's not listening right now.
No, of course not.
He's probably just walking around, just, driving along and almost getting into car accidents, practicing his Dean Allen autograph. Dean Allen? Dean Allen. Best wishes, Dean Allen. Yours always, Dean Allen. My best, Dean Allen.
Hey, you're listening to the Dean Allen get-together. For a good-looking Tuesday. Hey, tomorrow, the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Dean Allen Show.
The Allen Army is going to be at the local shopping center getting ready for a fabulous clearance sale.
Why not just run Tradio? Why not just have old people call in with, like, refrigerators that don't work anymore?
Okay, you're next on Ask Allen.
I'm sorry.
Dean Allen.
This is not answered. Please press 4 to leave a callback number.
Dean Allen.
Leave your message at the tone.
Why are you effing up our show?
Don't run high school basketball!
God, that stinks!
What would Mrs. Allen say?
What are you, an idiot? Do not run high school basketball on a big-time radio station.
We got great ratings for you. Don't do this to us. You're hamstringing us.
What's your problem, Allen?
Dean Allen.
Message complete. Thank you for calling.
That's the same.
We don't get to hear it?
Wish we could review it. Too bad.
All right, well, he'll get that message.
Oh, man, we sent him an Allengram.
He'll learn. He'll know.
This is Dean Allen, and I have never received a message like that. You are way out of line, fella.
Hello, Lars.
Yeah.
Lars, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you forgot about the best part about that stripper show.
What was that?
When they went into the plastic surgeon's office.
Oh, yeah, when she's talking about getting her boob job. Oh.
Well, then they show it. They pull out the little ones. They're all nasty and bloodied up and everything.
You're right. They show cutting into this girl's boob.
You mean they actually show the actual movement of the scalpel?
No, they cut underneath the nipple, and they pull the thing out.
Yeah, they show you. They pull out this white. At first, I think it's like white tissue-y stuff. But it's actually the sack of saline that she's got in her boob.
Is it all infected and stuff?
No, it looks okay.
Are they just replacing it?
Yeah, she's getting bigger ones.
Oh, God.
Then they stuff the big ones back in there, and it stretches everything out, and he shakes them. Now you understand why they have bruising in those breast jobs.
That's a good show on HBO.
I'd like to point out that everyone watching it at 8:30 this morning, everyone was watching
it. All of us.
That's right.
All of us in the Beach Town Club.
Good morning, strippers.
I just got back from taking my son to school. The first thing I did, I came in the door, got my cup of coffee, turned on my HBO.
Strippers. HBO.
Hello, Candy.
Yes, hi.
Hey, baby.
Hey. I watch it's been on and off for like about 2 or 3 months now, and I was just going to tell you about the guy who he just told you about the surgery and everything, and I was just going to tell you, they showed the whole surgery, and then the older woman who was doing it, she actually, they showed her stripping and everything, and it was just really, really disgusting. It was just nasty.
Did it pretty much kill the idea you had about becoming a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it was my lifelong dream, you know.
Of course it is. You sound like a stripper.
Me? No, I'm not.
Are you hot enough to be a stripper?
I used to be, but not anymore.
Okay. Was it ever a fantasy for you? I wonder about that. I mean, was it ever something you might want to do?
Well, the name like Candy, you know,
yeah,
you
kind
of, you know, you're set up for, you know, throughout your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you've never done it, but you've thought about it.
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right, thank you, bad girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, she did it. She was.
Sure. Do you think Toya's ever stripped?
We could ask.
I bet she hasn't professionally.
No. I guarantee you she hasn't.
But I bet at a party she has.
You think so?
Yeah.
I bet, you know what, I will tell you that I don't think she has at a party for a group of people, but I bet she has done a strip tease for a man in her life.
I go along with that.
I would, Robbie, go get her. Go get Toya, please. Toya, our new phone girl. I bet that she's done it at a group. At a party.
Okay.
With a bunch of guys.
I say just probably. And then we might both be wrong, and she might never have done a strip tease.
She's done everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be an endless parade of women who want to strip, who want to appear in magazines. They just keep coming.
And men. Bless them.
And men, too. Yeah, men always. I've always wanted to strip.
Hello, here's Toya.
I still can.
Toya, here's the question of the day. Have you ever stripped? I mean, not professionally, but like at a party or a get-together or something. You ever stripped?
Yeah.
Winner!
Winner. Toya, you never fail to surprise me.
All the way?
Well, I did it at a club once, but that was on an accident because I had just turned 21.
At a strip club?
Whoops. No, it was Anastasia's over in Georgetown.
Oh. It was just a regular club.
Wow.
But I had like 5 Long Island iced teas, and that was my first time having that. So that was an accident.
So you win, Don. We should have bet something.
But it wasn't all the way, though.
What did you do? You take your top off?
Yeah, well, it was in the summertime. My birthday is in the summer, so.
Were you wearing, did you like strip down to your bra?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you take it off?
No.
No, you didn't?
Because I saw my boss's son in the crowd.
In the crowd. In the crowd that gathered.
Who also worked with my mom, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Has there ever been another time you stripped?
Like at a party?
Not really at a party.
But where?
For a guy that I was with.
Yeah, so we're both right.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Both no right. problem.
It's very nice.
Do you do your homework assignment yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Not all the way.
Remember the quote yesterday, that's gross. That's right.
But did you tackle that assignment? And that is that what I'm understanding?
Well, I didn't
do the whole assignment.
But you did the first part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. When, just last night?
No, Sunday.
On Sunday.
The Sunday.
The Lord's Day.
The Sunday.
On the Sabbath.
Sunday. Yeah. Lord, forgive me.
All right. Thank you, Toya.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her.
Toya. Oh, man. Every day.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. A new revelation.
Oh, man.
He's loopy for the sex.
I know. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike. Listen, honey. The Dawn and Mike Show.
All right, now we got a bunch of stuff with Regis coming up.
I know.
Also, Paul Walton
is
coming on the show in a second. We have a big segment on celebrity penises today.
Excellent.
But, first, the phones are throbbing.
Good.
Speaking of throbbing. And we got a guy from Spokane who says that they've already taken us off the air in Spokane.
Dean Allen.
I find that hard to believe. Just off what we just said. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, you're on
sir.
The air.
I'm driving my car. I listen to KFAN every day, 12 to 4:30 with you. And this is what they're playing right now on the radio. And it keeps saying that the satellite communication all of a sudden went out as soon as you got done talking to Mr. Allen.
Well, now it is a strong possibility. Aren't there sunspots, Buzz?
In spring and fall, but not right now. It's too early.
It's never gone out since last October. We've heard you. So
are
it's
you saying
ironic that you get done?
All right, hold on. Slow down.
Hold on.
Are you saying that they actually right after we got done talking about our dissatisfaction with the KFAN, did they pull the plug?
30 seconds. As soon as you got done making the Mr. Allen joke, 30 seconds later was off.
All right,
and
turn up
a satellite mission. It just kept playing music.
Turn up the radio.
Showing the
okay.
Thing.
All right, turn it up. Let me hear what it's saying. Don't you say anything, please. Just turn the radio
up. Yes, sir.
Up.
Just like that since you got done talking to Mr. Allen.
I can't believe that. Man.
What's the matter with this reception?
And then it comes on and
you know what? I would just bet that they're really having a technical problem because God knows we've said worse things before.
Sure.
I mean that was nothing on the
right here. Here it is.
Mike show just a couple of minutes.
It's been saying a couple minutes for what the last 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, I bet they're really having a technical problem.
Okay, I believe it. I just thought it was kind of ironic, sir. That was all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Everybody loves a conspiracy.
Well,
right?
I also like getting reports from somebody who just gives us the facts instead of the guy that just wants to hear the sound of his own voice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Okay. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe this Dean Allen is a sensitive sort.
Justin?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, Justin, hi.
How you doing? What was Toya's homework assignment?
You got to listen to every episode of this show. I don't have time to fill you up with information that good regular listeners already know.
Right.
But I'm a regular listener.
I we can't answer that, sir, but I have a question for Buzz.
Okay.
What time of year is it that the swallows come back to Capistrano? That I don't know, but I'll look it up.
Okay.
Very good.
Mike, you're the hint meister.
I know I am.
All right. Goodbye.
He still won't figure it out.
I know he won't. Hello, Derek.
Hi.
Hi, Derek.
Hi. I don't have a celebrity sighting yet, but later today, I will. John McCain's coming to town, and I'm going to tape record something. I'm going to ask him if he listens to you guys, and if there's any other questions you want me to ask him, I will. And I'll get it on tape.
Yeah, just stand up in the crowd, announce yourself, and tell John McCain that Don and Mike say hi.
Just say hi, absolutely. That'd be wonderful.
Good. I'll get that on tape for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm really confident in this guy.
Hello.
Hey, John McCain.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. John. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Hey, it's Liz's birthday.
Liz.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thank you.
How old are you today, Liz?
Well, leap year, I'm 10.
Oh, you're really a leap year baby?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Hold on a second, Liz. I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Hold on, let me make sure. Hey, Paul? Hey, Paul?
Hold all calls.
Paul?
Yes, oh my gosh. Is this the radio?
Yes, Paul, we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
All right, you saw the not nice part of Paul.
Hold all calls.
That is Paul Walton.
Hi, guys.
This is very interesting. You're actually a leap year baby.
Yes, I am, and I am so excited. You do not know.
You sound more sophisticated than 10. Isn't it when you're a leap year baby, you actually don't develop?
Right.
How are you?
No, I just don't act my age.
You know, the thing about leap year that was driving me crazy.
I'm confused.
Have you heard all the crap that they were saying that today there was supposed to be some kind of computer bug that was
going to
shut all the computers down?
There were computers in Japan that were actually showing rainstorms on their radar when it was actually clear and sunny.
Okay, well, that is no major computer meltdown.
I just wanted to share that with you.
I know I heard that on the news station, too.
Something really happened.
I heard that. But how do you know that is leap year linked? How do you know that just wouldn't have happened if today was March 1st?
Well, you know, I don't understand how that could have happened because, I mean, even simple watches are turning the 29th today, if you notice.
And we had a leap year 4 years ago when everybody had computers.
Exactly.
Right. But this is the one, the last time we had this leap year was in the year 1600.
But let me tell you something my brother told me.
Somebody watched all the news shows today, didn't somebody?
Well, I'm interested because I like to hear about the Earth's rotation and how in 2500 years that would make up a day with the difference that we lose every year. It was just kind of interesting hearing all those scientists, I'm a science guy, Dad.
I really am.
This is the Y2K leap year, and there have been problems, I guess, some minor stuff, but here, Bell Atlantic, here in the Northeast, the caller IDs didn't switch over the date, and so...
Oh, my God, Buzz.
That and the windshield washer fluid is low. It's a crisis.
Oh, my God. All right, so Liz, you are Liz with crooked nipples.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. My nipples are as crooked as my headlights are.
Oh, I forgot to tell everybody about that. That's you were talking trouble. About your headlights yesterday because you changed the bulb.
Yes.
You know, let me tell you something. I did not expect what I saw in the garage when you turned them on last night.
Way off.
Where one was literally bouncing off the ceiling in the garage. Does that affect you while you're driving at all?
No, it's great.
I tell you, you put the high beams on it, you're gonna disrupt air traffic.
I'm going to work on fixing that.
Very good.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny.
Hi.
John.
How you doing?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I'm out here in California.
All right, thank you for the... Okay, deleted that out.
John.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah?
Brian.
Yes?
How old are you?
What, is school out or something? How old are you, Brian?
18.
No, you're not.
No, you're lying to us. Tell us the truth, Brian, and maybe we'll let you stay on the air.
Okay, I'm 14.
All right, we have a rule that you have to be 18 to call the show.
Oh.
What are you calling about?
I know where they put they moved the picture on the Cam Queen show.
Really? Where'd they move it to?
The mantelpiece. It's back up on the mantelpiece.
Really? All right. Thank you, son.
Well, that's an enterprising move, young man.
Thank you.
Okay. Way to pay attention.
Okay.
Stay in school.
I will.
Don't do drugs. Get a haircut.
Is that the mantelpiece and not the piano? Do they have a mantelpiece?
No.
Wait, Rob is saying they don't.
What? They have no fireplace.
They have no fireplace.
Right. Was the young man lying?
Probably.
Confused.
What did you mean, kid?
It's up on the top of the mantelpiece, the bookshelf thing in the back.
The bookshelf near where? Be more specific.
In the back of the living room.
In the back of the... There's a piano that we used to be on.
Yeah, the piano. That's it.
It's on the piano?
Yeah.
All right.
It's back on that again.
Do you like girls?
What? Yeah.
Do you like girls?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
You ever kissed a girl?
Yes.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Oh, no.
I'm just telling a joke.
I'm too drunk to remember.
I wonder if they still tell that joke.
What is this kid? Did you just say you're too drunk to remember?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God.
All right, goodbye, kid. I was going to tell you a very funny joke, but now I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, come on, tell me.
No, I'm not. Forget it. No.
There he goes.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye, ma'am. Stop drinking.
Hello.
You're dying to tell it, though.
Not in my show. It's not even a funny joke.
It's not a funny joke, but it's so juvenile that we enjoy saying it.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
That makes no sense.
I know it doesn't.
I know, but listen, it was a universal joke in eighth grade.
Tears, you know, milk coming out of the nose back in school.
I'm telling you, bud. Back at Surratt'sville Junior High.
I know.
That slayed him, man.
Oh, yeah. It was a killer. It really was.
The rubber balls and liquor. Dave.
Yo.
Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I just want to say it on that the leap year deal.
I forgot about Paul Walton.
Our mail server went down over at Cox Communications, and so did it over in Metrocall.
Well, what happened there, Dave? I'm sorry.
No, you were talking about the leap year thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, our mail server was down for about 8 hours today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how will you make it? What will you do?
Dave, I don't know, you know. I mean, I live on email, you know what I mean?
Dave, I forgot I got this guy Paul Walton on the phone. Got to go, though.
All right, now.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
You know what I think? think of Leap, I think of Leap Frog. It'd be wonderful, like during Leap Year, be a good movie script if in the Leap Year, frogs began to eat everyone.
Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
Brilliant. All right, everybody. Paul Walton.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
The guy who was the first choice to be the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire and turned the gig down. Paul?
Yes.
Can you pick up, please, Paul?
I can pick up. Just before I do, I wanted to introduce you. You're not going to believe this coincidence. Just before I'm going on the air with you, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Someone named Richard Weezerzak stepped into my office. I thought he was just going to try to sell me wines.
You're not doing like a shtick, are you, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Here. In fact, Richard, tell the Don and Mike show why you just stepped in my office.
Well, from that,
to kill you.
And I heard Paul on the radio with you 2 weeks ago today, and he's interested in selling the resort. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's not a shtick. We just walked in the door. In fact, he wants to marry my girlfriend. In fact, he wants to find someone.
What is he doing?
Like that.
What is he doing?
Richard Weezerzak, are you going to buy the resort?
Well, we're thinking about it. We just walked in 5-6 minutes ago.
Paul, pick up, Paul.
Picking up. Hi, Dynamite.
Jeez, listen, Christ. I don't care about some con artist that just worked his way into your office.
You're putting you don't put the air brakes on our show like that, okay?
Now listen, Paul, here's why we're calling you.
Yes.
We're calling you. Let me play the tape to let everybody know who Paul is.
Patience. Even said.
No, the tape's not queued up. That was Paul on Entertainment Tonight, where they were interviewing him for getting his bit of notoriety, being known as the guy who turned down the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire show. He was the first choice to be the millionaire.
Yes, Paul Walton was the first multimillionaire who was offered this chance to marry the lady on TV, and you turned it down, and then everybody and their uncle, they were interviewing you after the fact, because you were the guy that dodged the bullet.
And I just want to mention that when we talked to you last week, I thought we had a verbal agreement that you were going to be in our contest Who Wants to Go Steady with a Multimillionaire.
That sounds good.
You're not going on other radio shows and doing the same thing, are you?
Well, not to my knowledge. I haven't met anyone through any other radio station, that's for sure.
Well,
but I've been on some other stations. They've called me.
But you're not doing any, you're not doing the game with them, are you?
No. No, not the game that you described. No.
What game are you doing with other disc jockeys?
Well, some radio stations have been interested in trying to set me up with someone like maybe works at their station or
No. Listen, we deal in exclusivities here.
Yeah. If another radio station's doing it, no matter where they are, it just it completely blows our credibility for doing this thing. You see, we're going to get you all the publicity in the world doing this on our show.
But we need to know if it's us or it's them.
You can go on a million radio shows and be interviewed, but we need you for this. This got to be our thing here.
Right.
You understand, Paul?
I certainly understand.
All right, so let me ask you again. Are you doing any promotions with any other radio stations?
There are no other national radio stations.
No.
There are a couple of local ones that have already talked with me before.
Then you must break it off with them.
Because we, we need that, Paul. We need that from you.
I thought we had this discussion last week.
No, we did.
You said specifically, don't be going on other radio shows when disc jockeys want you to do the contest to go out with the multimillionaire.
Right.
You see, it's really, that's the only thing we have a problem with. Right. Otherwise, it's going to be, and Paul.
See, because we've got a national show that goes into all these markets. And for instance, in Greenville, South Carolina, you go on with Schmuck and Schmuck in the morning, and you tell Schmuck and Schmuck that you're going to do their dating game. Well, we're on in Greenville. We get calls from people saying, hey, how come this Paul Walton guy was on the Schmuck and Schmuck show?
There's nothing wrong with you going on the shows to talk about your experiences, but if you're going to be, going on and doing dating games on other radio shows, that just isn't going to work.
Not for us.
We'll find another multimillionaire.
Hey, that's what that show said, too, and they found Rick Rockwell. But, I want you to know, I don't call any radio stations. I never...
No, they call you. I understand how it works. You've been in the newspaper. They call you.
And so if they...
And to reiterate...
We don't have any problem with you being on other radio
shows. Right, we understand that. This is good for your business. Do all the interviews you want. However...
But if they're going to set you up with a date, that's the... See, we're actually putting a lot of time and energy into doing this.
God, I should have just accepted that show and gotten married on the air and gotten rid of this, huh? But
listen, I'm not going to beg you, for God's sakes. I got tons of other stuff to do. Here's the thing. We've already put the wheels into motion on who wants to go study with a multimillionaire.
We thought it was a brilliant idea, that it would be a lot of fun, kind of poking fun at the multimillionaire show.
Now, if you want to do it, that's fine. But if you want to do it, you can't do Jack with any other radio station.
You can talk to him, you can be interviewed, but as far as...
You can't be dating other people from radio stations.
Right.
You just can't.
Well, just so you know, as I told you last week, I think I may have mentioned another station, right? Do you remember I said that to you?
No.
There was one station, and they've been talking with me, and they wanted me to... they actually have someone that they think would be perfect for me, and I'm supposed to meet her, but okay. I haven't met her yet.
Listen, did any of these radio stations, did they talk to you when you were just a guy walking around with a pile of pictures in your pocket? Because we did. When you were just a guy who stalked celebrities and walked around with a pile of pictures in your pocket.
And I will tell you that if you choose to accept our offer of exclusivity on this, we are going to provide you with some wonderful women to choose from here for the opportunity to go steady with you, Paul Walton, multimillionaire resort owner.
But it's got to be us or them.
Yeah, our feeling about other promotions of a similar nature is, F them.
So, are you willing to call the other radio stations that you've already told you'll do the dating stuff with and tell them it's off?
And then, after we're done, you can do whatever you want. But, we're going to make this nice.
So, need to know the answer now.
It's not a difficult decision.
I need a day to think about that.
Don't have a day.
Sorry.
Give you exactly 12 seconds.
12 seconds.
12 seconds. Paul Walton to decide if you have a future with the Don and Mike show. With possibly the two only people in your life who've really been loyal to you. Paul, need the answer now, please.
Here's my answer. I've always been and always will be a person that's true to my word. A couple of local radio stations.
Okay.
Thank you, bye.
You know who I'm talking to right now?
I know.
A dead man.
A couple of radio stations.
Paul Walton
I made a promise.
Is dead.
That's right.
I cannot bow out.
Okay.
We are gathered here today.
I am sorry, Don and Mike.
We are gathered here.
Paul Walton.
We are gathered here to eulogize Mr. Paul Walton. A man who, up until recently, I considered not a friend, but an acquaintance.
An acquaintance, a good acquaintance. Someone who we were looking forward to providing a forum for not only his matrimonial aspirations, but also to shill his cheesy little resort.
A man who, up until a week ago, couldn't kill somebody in the middle of the 405 freeway and get his name in the newspaper. But now since he's had just a little whiff of being in the public eye,
yes,
he would rather go with the whore that just walked in rather than with you heard that old saying that you go to the dance with the one who brung you.
Right.
But he would rather go off for the new stuff. Well, I say he's dead.
There you go.
Paul Walton is dead. Paul Walton had the chance to be on a national radio show.
I had the chance
to promote his La Quinta Inn, which I will predict will be bankrupt by the end of the year 2000. Which has fleas and biological stains all over every room.
Oh, God.
Paul Walton was a friend of ours, but Paul Walton is dead.
This is a very difficult decision for me. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And
not for us.
I don't hear anything on the end of this phone. Do you hear anything, Mike?
No, I think I heard some static. I hear a dead man talking.
No, I'm not. I don't know.
Paul, I mean this now. When you get done being famous for 5 minutes, and when this dries up, and this will dry up, don't you ever, ever call us for anything. Ever. Never. I don't care if you got your picture taken with Oprah Winfrey, John Travolta, Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis. I don't care. Don't ever call us. Never. It's over.
It's over. It's over now.
Okay.
I'm sorry that...
Just so we're clear.
I'm sorry, my word. I just can't...
Are we clear?
I wish I could...
Are we clear?
But I've made...
Are we clear?
I mean, we're clear.
Are we clear? Are we crystal clear?
I'm sorry it comes down to that. I'll really miss you guys.
I won't miss you.
Wow.
So
long forever, Paul Walton.
Goodbye. I mean that. Don't ever call us again.
And a wonderful opportunity for another multimillionaire out there.
Welcome to come to Castle Creek Inn.
No, hey, you know what? I just took your voice off the air. You're not getting a plug.
That's right.
Or your cheesy flea bag.
No more plugs. No, the game is over.
Goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I think I heard something at the end there.
Yes.
Did you hear something like a-holes or something like that?
Well, I'm sorry. We got to think about exclusivity on this
right.
show.
I never liked him.
We ran it down with him really last week when he was on the show.
Yeah.
I don't mean. I don't like him either, but hell, he was in the news.
Right. That whole thing with the soft-spoken, sensitive guy.
Hey. There are other multimillionaires out there.
Right, he was in the news. He was hot. He was timely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Screw him.
Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Mike?
Scotty.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's up? I mean, I've never heard anybody call from Florida. Do you not put people from Florida on?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. What's
okay.
up?
Okay. Yes, hello. I don't announce the city where everybody's calling from.
Well, Florida's not a city.
We get many calls from cities in Florida. Is this why you called?
Well, no. I'll tell you who he's going to get his picture taken with. RuPaul.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
That's brilliant, and I'm so glad we've waited all this time for our call from Florida.
Hello, Bob and Mike Show. Ben.
Radio gods.
Hi, Ben.
Man, I live in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
And you guys, Paul plugged his in, I would say, 15 times in a 60-second conversation with the Schmuck and Smuck Show here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Let him have them. He can have them.
I believe it.
He can have them. He can have all the local shows in the world that he wants.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you guys ditched him, because I think he's using this multimillionaire gig to push his down-the-hill end. That...
Gee, you think so?
This
all
is
right.
horrible.
Thank
but you.
You
guys are awesome.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I feel better about it. He is.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, it was good for a while last. It was good to chat with him for a while, but.
Yeah, I know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hello.
Don, what was that station in Detroit you guys had a problem with a while back?
Don't remember the call letters.
You don't remember the calls?
Something Rock. Why?
Oh, okay. I was curious because I ran across something this morning in a fax that I get at my station, that R&R Today fax.
Are you a radio guy?
I am a radio guy.
Sorry, disqualification.
Instant disqualification.
No, we don't talk to radio guys.
Thank you. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I hate to be I told you so, but I called you yesterday and told you that guy was screwing you over big time.
No, that's good. See, I think it was a good heads up.
Now you're a good mole. Thank you.
We
Can
appreciate
I give
it.
A shout out to a buddy of mine?
Yeah.
Hey, Face, eat one.
Face. Okay, thank you.
What a great nickname for a guy, Face.
Thank you. Hey, eat one.
I used to work for a guy at a small radio station. We called him Face because we thought he had the world's largest face. He was about 4 feet tall, and he was all face.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, I love you.
No, love you.
F Paul. F him hard.
Right, we're agreed.
I don't understand why you'd want to say that.
Right, F Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello, Scott, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say F him. You guys deserve so much better than that loser.
I agree.
Well, the audience has spoken, no doubt. Our listeners hate Paul Walton.
Yep. Bingo!
They hate him. God, I love it when we get the mob mentality going on this show. I really do. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dome.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
You, Libby. You. How are you? Time for a station break. If you're listening to us in New York... The radio station is WNEW-FM 102.7.
Continuing to broadcast under the Line One regime, the Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Got yourself a gun.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bernie. No, no Bernie. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys.
Ralph.
Thank you, Jesus, for coming to New York. Thank you. Oh, Don and Mike, my brothers.
Oh, welcome.
Oh, decent radio, finally. I lived in Florida. I missed you guys so much after you got cut off down there.
All right.
I've been up here about a year, and the radio sucks up here.
All right, well, good. Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm going to listen to you tonight. I understand tonight's your first night here? Or was
yes.
last night?
No, tonight is the first night. And we should tell everybody in New York that when you're hearing this show, you're hearing it 4 hours after it already happened.
Yeah, the show is tape delayed.
Meaning that if you're listening to us in New York and you want to call us, call from 3 until 7:30.
Right.
Because that's when we're on.
Absolutely.
Live, and then the show is replayed. And we'll be coming to New York 2 days a week to do the show live, still on tape, though, in New York. We'll just be doing it from New York.
Absolutely.
So beautiful. Yes, it'll be on tonight.
Is there works so you will be live? Or is it still going to stay just 7 forever?
Can't say anything.
I understand.
All I know is that on the station that we're on right now, we're on the worst station in New York, exactly. WNEW. The station just blows. But the only place that they have any ratings is with their afternoon disc jockeys.
Yeah, the two guys that are on are great.
Opie and Anthony, they're real good.
We
like them a lot.
They are good. So and I think they would do great in the mornings if they would move them.
So do we, but we can't talk about that.
They are a morning drive group.
Can you read between the lines? We think they'd be great in the mornings, too, but we can't talk about it. For now, we're very happy to be on the 7 to 11:30 shift.
Man, you guys are going to knock them dead here.
Thank you. Goodbye, Ralph.
Thanks, Don. Bye.
I love it when you toe the company line. It's very becoming sometimes.
Thank you, Mike.
It is. It's very nice.
That's Mel speak.
It's very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes?
He's coming! He's coming! Oh, yeah! He's coming! He's coming! He's coming!
You know, that guy desperately wants to be a regular caller, but he's just not good enough.
No, unless he's talking, of course, about Jesus.
I think he's talking about Laura Korn, actually.
It's the Korn again. Just tell those guys, I'm coming. The Korn's coming. I'm coming. I'm coming to get him. I love him. I love him. Give him a big squeeze for me. The Korn's coming.
Yuck.
Maybe sexpert Laura Korn is our savior.
I was just thinking of that song. What if God was one of us? What if God was Laura Korn?
Oh, man. I'd be in Satan's army right away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I was just wondering, being that you're going to be tape delaying in New York, why you're going to New York to do the show, if you could offer that.
So that we can have the experience of being in New York.
And we can draw on the New York City guests, which will be entertaining on the show.
Excellent.
And it's also another opportunity to meet an entire radio station of strange people.
Probably for selfish reasons, I'm disappointed you're going to New York, but I'm glad for you guys.
Why would you be selfish reasons? What do you care where we do the show from?
It's the homie thing, you know. You're ours in D.C., and we got to share you. Now we'll share you with New York.
That's cool. Okay. I understand that. I understand. And you know, we're going a couple of days a week, and this is still going to be our home base.
We still live here in D.C.
Oh, I know. I think it's great for you guys. I say congratulations to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Very nice. Thank you, my friend.
I can understand that. I mean, people get territorial. I mean, look at how upset people are with Kathy Lee.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Ah, finally, a regular caller. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Doing just fine, Sammy.
Oh, that's great. Hey, do you know where I was last week?
No idea. Where were you, Sam?
Hollywood.
Oh, really? What were you doing out there, Sam?
I was talking to the people from the Fox Network. They're going to do a new television program. Who wants to marry Sam Huff? The history of the NFL.
And I guess there'll be one lucky lady who'll be Mrs. Huff, and everybody else on that big stage. Will...
Well, actually, the lady that's going to be Mrs. Huff, she's going to come up at the end of the stick.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Sammy.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, Sam was a New York Giant.
Yes, he was.
For many, many years.
All
Thank
fine.
You, Sammy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
H-O-F.
Sam Huff checking in. Okay, who's got the biggest penis in Hollywood?
Don Johnson.
He's on the list, you know that.
Milton Berle,
you know that.
Sure.
I've got some others that I bet you didn't know.
Milton Berle and Don Johnson, that's about it.
On the big penis list?
Tommy Lee, of course.
Yes. Sean Connery is supposed to have a giant penis.
Oh, that's great. We see right now Zeta. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Zeta.
I'm going to take off my penis. If you don't think it's the largest you've seen, then you're going out the window.
In his pre-celebrity days, the James Bond star eked out a living by posing nude for art classes.
Take a look at this. This is the Connery Salami.
Sean Connery has a magnificent penis.
So this is, I'd like to show you my magnificent penis. Take a look at that.
Okay, here's another one for you. From the list of Hollywood's biggest penises.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Letterman.
David Letterman.
No.
Oh, man.
Paul, I'll tell you right now, it's just enormous.
Oh, man.
You know, that's weird.
The host of Late Night with David Letterman is reportedly well above the minimum rule of thumb.
Oh, man. Take a look at this, Paul.
And incidentally, all of the people whose names I'm reading you right now,
right,
according to a book written by Gary Griffin, all of these men's penis surpass 8 inches.
These penises are all larger than 8 inches.
Oh, flaccid, man. No, no, it doesn't say.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, I'm loopy for the large penis.
Okay, Steve Martin.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The funny man has a good reason to be a wild and crazy guy. Liam Neeson, giant penis.
Liam Neeson, and I don't want to sound gay here, looks like he would have a large penis.
Schindler's Fist. Robert Wagner, giant penis.
RJ.
James Woods, giant penis.
That surprises me.
David Cassidy, giant penis.
Now, obviously these are like spies that go around to various health clubs, or how do they find this out?
All right, let me see.
Reports from ladies? Is that
for instance, David Cassidy. They have photos of David Cassidy wearing tight pants, leaving nothing to the imagination.
Okay.
They have also interviewed women who spent time alone with him at his condo.
I took the ruler out, and yes, it was over 8 inches.
Kevin Costner, Matt Dillon, Brendan Fraser. Okay, here's one for you. Which one of the Friends has an 8-inch penis?
I would say David Schwimmer.
No, it's Phoebe.
Lisa Kudrow.
No, it's Matt LeBlanc, the dumb guy.
Oh, really? Joey. Yep. Joey on Friends.
Tommy Lee, of course.
Yeah, famous.
Eddie Murphy. Who knew that Eddie Murphy had a giant penis?
Well, I mean, he's quite the ladies' man, you know. And then there was that incident where he was, what was it, 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to give somebody a ride?
Brad Pitt. Randy Travis. Now, that's funny.
I'd like to find out how they find that out, yeah. You know.
How you doing?
Hey, good to see you.
I'm Randy Kravitz.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I go, I'll tell you, you've been a great house. I'd like to do a little song about my incredibly large penis.
And from the Dear and Departed list, you have Steve McQueen, Michael Landon, Frank Sinatra, and Cary Grant.
I think Frank Sinatra, people will be happy to hear that.
Sure. Hey, chairman of the board, look at this, huh?
Okay, now, who has the smallest penis?
Strap me down.
Who has the smallest penis in the history of Hollywood? I will give you clues.
David Spade.
No, he's dead.
All right.
This guy with the smallest penis is dead.
David Spade is dead?
No, it's not David Spade.
All right.
He stood a towering 6'4". This deceased movie star king and an Academy Award winner had a teeny weenie, the smallest weenie in the history of Hollywood.
When you say movie star king, you're talking about somebody who was at the top of the game? Was
absolutely.
He didn't play kings or
no,
anything like that?
No, movie star king.
An Academy Award
and
winner.
And an Academy Award winner.
And he's dead now.
He's very dead.
Jimmy Stewart?
No. Buzzy, you want to guess?
Gary Cooper.
No, Gary Cooper, no.
Henry Fonda?
No.
I'm trying to think of movie star kings.
Yeah, it's tough now.
Can you give us a hint?
Errol Flynn.
No. If I give you a hint, it'll be too obvious.
Okay, I'm just going through all the John Wayne.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
A teeny weeny.
John Wayne.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not into showing it to you.
The smallest man in Hollywood history.
It looks like a mosquito bite. Huzzah, huzzah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gene.
Yes.
Hey, Gene. Hi, Gene. Hi, Gene.
Try oral hygiene. I've heard them all. I was just going to give you guys a call. I lost both my grandparents back before Christmas, and wanted to let you know that I really appreciate your show. It's one of the few things we have down here that picked me up, and no BS, it was really welcomed.
And you realize this show not only can be entertaining and make you forget your troubles, but it's also educational, because if you weren't listening, you wouldn't know that John Wayne's penis was so small.
A hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word.
Here he is.
The Duke.
Mr. Small Penis.
Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American. What he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places.
This is John Mayer.
Different creeds, different races, form a nation to become as one. Yet look at the harm a lion has dealt.
Small penis.
Simple little line, and yet as divisive as a lion can get. Crooked cross, the Nazis.
Rooster Cogburn.
Time bomb in the lives of men.
It's pretty heavy stuff he's talking about.
These could ever fan the flames of hate.
My little weenie.
The hyphen.
The hyphen, that's what they call his penis.
Yes, Russian hammer built a wall that locked men's hearts from freedom's fall. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead.
Oh, boy.
Among them
is... This is the Duke getting real heavy.
Huzzah.
I have a small penis.
Hyphen is a line that's small.
Like my penis.
A bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time.
Like my penis.
A wall you always have to climb.
I'll tell you right now, it's tough to drop trow and look like a little boy down there.
Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of
men. Oh, I don't want to hear the rest of the
couldn't use his penis as a bridge.
Dumb song.
Bridge would come a little short, huzzah.
Come a little short. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Donna, Mike, how are you?
Hi there, Jennifer.
I've been waiting for a long time for you guys to talk about this. A few years ago, you had a guy on that was an author of a penis book. Is this the same book?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
It's a new book. He's coming out with a new book. He's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. The book is called Penis Size and Enlargement. That's the name of the book. Good title.
Is there any dirt on celebrities that have had penis enlargement surgery?
Then I don't know.
Be interesting.
Don't know.
That technology wasn't around.
Didn't exist.
When the Duke was making pictures.
Didn't exist. Why? What do you want there, Jennifer?
Well, I went to Borders a couple years ago, and they just, you know, looked at me like I was insane because I was trying to find that book, and I didn't know the name of it.
The penis book. Okay, yeah, but we're going to have him on in a few weeks, and I'm sure he'll be plugging the crap out of it.
Okay, and the other thing is, you know that not only did David have a really big one, Sean supposedly had a really big one, which, of course, leads you right to Jack Cassidy!
All right, why do I picture this woman with, like, a room full of czars?
I'm Jack Cassidy. I have a giant penis. I am bisexual.
It's very large, and I share it with both men and women. I'm Jack Cassidy.
Look at my penis. It's gigantic. Oh, I've set my penis on fire.
Oh, no. That's going to cause the entire building to go down.
What right-minded woman wouldn't be interested in a large-sized penis?
I'm Jack Cassidy. Oh, my God. My penis is on fire.
There's nothing I can do to stop it. My penis is not equipped with a sprinkler.
Someone call my son David and my son Sean and my wife Shirley Jones. My penis has caught on fire.
Hello, 911, send out 4 alarms. My penis is on fire.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
I'm bisexual.
Oh, look at that. Magnificent blue flames.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Love you guys.
I love you. Goodbye.
Brother.
Still burning.
Strangely enough, it doesn't even hurt.
Hello, Dallas.
King of the smoking poles. What's up?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, I've got a website for you guys you need to take a look at.
What's
called
that?
www.metalsludge.com.
Yeah, what is it?
What it is a bunch of groupies have gotten together and formed lists of rock stars and how they perform in bed and how they're equipped.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, it's like we lost you.
Thought you were gone for a moment. All right.
Oh, no. What they do is they go on and they say stuff like they did Axl Rose and they said something about he's all potatoes and no meat.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Don't even worry about Charlie.
Oh, Charlie was going to hook it up on the website. Don't worry about it.
That was Sam Ardinger, Joe's brother.
Hello, Dirk.
Hey, I think he's wrong about Costner. Costner showed it in a movie.
What movie did Kevin Costner show his penis?
He got cut out. He got circumcised out of For the Love of the Game.
Oh, the baseball movie, right.
And those of us who got to see the original cut of it, so to speak, it created audible laughter.
It's true.
In the theater.
I remember that story, but you had a news story about that, didn't
Absolutely,
you?
Yeah. The test audiences, of which I guess this guy was a member, actually laughed.
A member.
Kevin showed his thing.
I'll tell you what it says right here. Kevin Costner. After Universal Pictures axed his full frontal nudity shower scene from The Love of the Game, Costner griped that audiences would be hurt by not seeing him in all of his glory. It is reported that Kevin Costner is gigantic.
Yeah, that's spin, I believe.
Ah, probably is. I mean, maybe.
Thank you.
You know, unless he inflates to.
You know, if he's using that for only, you know, for his only basis. If that's the only way he's going by a comment made by Kevin Costner, we'll have to pin the author down on that.
Of course, you know, to give Kevin Costner the benefit of the doubt, if this scene in the movie was he's coming out of a shower.
Right.
You know.
It was a cold shower.
And he's, you know, he's being photographed, and there's a bunch of guys standing around.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine you're going to come out and go, hey, who wants to go take some batting practice?
Penis there, Don.
pardon me, what about penis?
It sounds like you're going a long way to defend Kevin Costner's penis.
Yes, I am.
He's always like Kevin Costner.
And proud of
it. Yes, I am. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, if I won't defend Kevin Costner's penis, who will?
You know, I would have thought that in Waterworld you would see his penis if they were going to do that. You know, that thing where he's drinking his own urine.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Frank.
Yes, I'm calling from California. I've been to Grauman's Chinese Theater down there where they put the footprints in the cement.
Yes.
And I've always noticed as John Wayne's boot prints in the cement are surprisingly very small.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ask anybody who's seen them, because I've been over there, and they look like little tiny shoe prints.
Is there a direct correlation, though, between the size of the feet and the size of the
feet? I'm guessing now that there might be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I tell you right now, I have a size 4 shoe and a teeny weeny. Why is John Wayne's small penis the funniest one?
Because he's John Wayne.
He's the Duke.
The Duke.
Rooster Cogburn.
The Duke.
There you go, Missy, with Catherine Hepburn. Take a look at this, yaha.
Hey, John. I'm Jack Cassidy. Look at my penis. It's gigantic and on fire.
Oh, my goodness. You better watch out there, Jack. You're going to catch the whole building on fire.
I just heard the toe tap and touch toes. There they are again.
Yeah.
Time to give away up to $10,000. On the toll-free line, please call Toya. She's seen a few burning penises in her day.
Oh, God.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. You get a shot at up to 10 grand.
Smart. They're funny. They're just not quite as handsome as Mikey Rocket, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
So pleasant to come to work every day without Mikey Rocket.
Yeah, lovely Toya sitting in his chair.
We'll be covering the Regis situation in a moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Kathy C. situation. Buzz, has that made the news wires today?
Oh, it's all over the news wires. I've even seen interviews with Tom Shales on the national news about the departure of Kathy Lee.
All right, we'll talk about that in a moment.
Excellent.
On tomorrow's show, I know I keep saying this every day, but really the mystery guest will call us tomorrow.
The mystery guest who remains a mystery and is very tardy.
The mystery guest, well, he's timeless. Just let me say, he's A-list.
Huh?
He's timeless.
Do you know how big his penis is, though?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe we could ask.
I would guess medium-sized penis.
Really?
Yes.
An average penis.
I'll write down his name for you.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Very good.
I know it takes away some of the game.
I understand.
For Mike. But
I haven't been good at guessing things that you've been keeping secret anyway.
That's the mystery guest tomorrow.
Au contraire. I bet large.
So tomorrow, the mystery guest. Now, listen, on Thursday, the anal sex doctor, guy who says anal sex is good, you should have it every day.
Pinching or catching?
I don't know. All I know is he's a doctor, knows that I don't like the no-no plays. He's coming on. He's like a debate.
Good.
Also on Thursday's episode, Tim Conway.
You don't even like promoting him, do you?
No, I don't. I don't know how Tim Conway feels about the no-no plays, but he'll be on the show on Thursday.
His character of the old man was very fond of the no-no plays.
Friday on the show, the Maxim model photo shoot.
Excellent.
Because you know, Maxim magazine is printing our list of the 100 hottest women of the millennium.
Yes, and it's a wonderful list, too.
And rather than put our hideous picture in the magazine, we're having two guys who look like male models come down, and they will be getting a picture taken here in the studio with their shirts off on Friday's episode.
Are we going to get a chance to tweak our list before it goes off to Maxim? I mean,
it's
just to make
out.
Sure. It's out. It's there.
It's done. The list is there. They're just waiting for the
picture.
I hope
it's timely, because, I mean, we did that a few months ago.
Right. Also on Friday, what's his name?
And what's his name?
Yeah,
very good.
That's coming up on Friday's show.
Looking forward. I always like it when what's his name comes on the show.
He's great.
Some what's his name from ESPN and you know the other what's his name.
Mike Patrick?
No. Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel and Rudy Marsky?
Yes.
John Clayton.
John Clayton, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the guy? He looks like a raccoon.
No.
You ever seen him on ESPN?
Is he one of the anchors for SportsCenter?
No, he's the football guy.
Ah.
He knows a lot about football.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
It was a limited week.
Yes, that's 2 weeks in a row for
to
old
pick
Rupert.
From the sports world.
That's right.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Gaithersburg.
Lisa, caller number 100.
All right.
Baby, you have won wrestling tickets.
Oh, wow.
Go to see WCW Thunder Patriot Center, Tuesday, March 14th. See Goldberg and many other wrestlers. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Now, Lisa Baby, how much should you play for? Pay for?
I have a guess.
Play for?
Play for.
Play for. You have a guess?
Uh-huh.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You think you know who the secret celebrity laugh is?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Wow. You really? Are you confident?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Are you supremely confident?
Supremely.
Okay, $500.
Oh,
sorry. Yes,
that's the first rule.
If you're
really confident, you have to play it close to the vest.
If you really are confident, you play for the minimum amount.
And you'll be playing for $500, poker face.
Okay.
If you come on like a lummox, man, you got a shot at $10,000.
I don't know. I only listened to the show last week.
Right. That's 10 grand right there.
There you go.
All right, $500. That's the amount you will play for. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
A very happy Robert Goulet.
And we wish you... Good speed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There's a laugh. And you, Lisa, very confident you are. Listen to her. If she would have just rooted me a little bit, she's going to play for more than $500.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It's the late show's Biff Henderson.
Would you please repeat that?
The Late Show's Biff Henderson.
You are just a know-it-all, aren't you?
You didn't even wait for Don to give you that last question of who is it. You were very,
no
very,
way I won.
You were very, very eager.
What'd you say it is?
Biff Henderson.
No.
We're soft. No.
Absolutely not. Thank you, though. No one's guessed, Biff.
No? Yeah, so every guest is a
clue for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you for playing, Miss I Know I'm Right.
Oh, hold on. She had me going for a second. All right, now, just ahead of this Regis stuff, Buzz, what is coming over the news wires about this?
The latest I've seen was reaction, as I mentioned, from Tom Shales, who says that it will be difficult to replace Kathy Lee from the standpoint that it needs to be somebody that Regis can't run roughshod over. Those are the comments of Tom Shales. Otherwise, people are saying, another media expert said that he thought this was a real opportunity for the morning show, for Regis in the morning show, and he didn't see it as any kind of advantage
to
the show at all.
I think it's a phenomenal opportunity. It's an opportunity to upgrade.
I think the first thing you do is think about putting that bag wife of his on.
Oh, no way.
When Joy Philbin is on,
are you serious?
I love the interplay between Regis and
you,
Joy.
Do you still have that thing for Joy Philbin?
No, it's nothing sexual.
That would be the recipe for total disaster.
No, you know why? Because Joy Philbin can really talk to Regis.
Oh, my God.
About what a pain in the ass Regis is.
You ought to see, like her. That show would go straight down to the bottom of the ocean.
Who would you rather have? Like, Mary Hart?
No, what you do.
Because you know the list of women is going to be Linda Carter.
Yeah.
A Mary Hart.
I think you
Joan
go,
London.
You go for somebody a little, you know, it's like when you get rid of Kathy Lee, you trade Kathy Lee in for, let's get a late model automobile in there. Get somebody who's a little younger and somebody who can talk, but also has a hottie factor.
Like Tabitha Soren.
No, you get somebody in there that's a hot looking, young, vibrant woman to counter Regis's glass coffin era.
No, you go with Joy.
Joy Philbin.
I bet you Joy Philbin gets that gig.
Well, don't worry. You'll probably see a lot of her after Kathy Lee leaves, as they're struggling to fill the void there.
So the news today is that this morning I turn on the Regis and Kathy C show, expecting to hear the usual crap.
Right.
He's sitting in his chair, and he goes, "So, what's new with you?" Mm-hmm. You know, and that way he says he doesn't really care what she's going to say. She drops the bomb.
Yeah.
That she's quitting.
Right.
And at first he doesn't believe her.
She loved the moment, too, didn't
yes.
she?
Yes. Oh, soaking it up she was, you know. And this whole big long speech about how she's doing it for her children.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got into this business, you know, like she's in show business.
Right.
You and I are more in show business than Kathy Lee Gifford is.
Circus clown's more in show business.
When she got into this business, she didn't have children.
Mm-hmm.
And now that codes and casts are getting older,
and they're more difficult to exploit, maybe it all hinges on the fact that Cody wouldn't perform his piano recital for her late her show.
Mom, I told you, I'm not putting that powdered wig on again. Listen, dude, no one tells me what to do, Mom.
That's it, I've got to quit. I can't exploit Cody any longer.
Hey, Dad! Mom!
Yes, Cody.
Dad!
What do you want, Cody?
Dad won't come out of his glass car.
Cody, listen to your mother. Daddy's about to go for the long, tranquil sleep of the dead.
Dad, I don't want to wear the George Washington wig and go on Mom's TV show.
Cody, Daddy's sleeping in his glass coffin. Do what your mother says, please.
Dad, Mom says she will quit the show if I don't go on. That's bogus.
Okay, she'll be around the house?
Yes.
I better come out of here. We can't have that happening.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Cody. Oh, boy. Cody, I'll tell you right now, you got to do what your mother says, no matter what it is. Please, trust me.
Dad, I don't like it when she makes me go on her TV show, Dad.
I don't like it, but I don't get the FBs anymore either. So you just listen to your mother. Come on, Cody. Come on, let Daddy go back to sleep.
Dad, what's an FB?
I'm not sure I can tell you,
Cody.
Do
you mean a buckfitch?
A buckfitch. That's exactly what it is.
God, how many buckfitches have you had?
It's irrelevant, Cody. Daddy can't have them anymore. Daddy can't have them anymore, and that's all I'm going to say. Now, let me go back into my glass coffin.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, Coach.
Was that stewardess a buckfitch?
Yes, she was a classic buckfitch. A super deluxe buckfitch. And your father was very happy, but he's not happy anymore, because he has to listen to your mother, and you do the same. We're all going to be miserable. Now, I'm shutting the glass coffin, and I don't want to be disturbed anymore. All right? It's a beautiful glass coffin with an ABC logo on it.
All right, Dad. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, the eternal sleep of the dead.
I'm not doing it. I don't care what Dad says. Mom can quit the show. Dad? Hey, Dad!
What is it now, Cody?
I'm just making sure you didn't die in there, Dad.
I'm just sleeping. I'm just sleeping in my glass coffin. And go do what your mother says. Take care of your sister Cassidy.
All right, Dad.
Thanks a lot, Cody.
Hey, Dad, can I have $50?
Yeah, here you go. Let me open it up again. I'll open it up again. All
right. Here you go. How much do you want, $50?
15. Cos wants 52, Dad.
All right, here's $100. Here's an extra 50 to stay out of the coffin room.
Do you want me to shut the door, Mom?
Shut the door, please, again. All Daddy's right. Got to go to sleep.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Cody.
Oh, there we go. Finally rid of those kids, those little brats. God, I hate them.
Okay, so listen. She quits the show.
Right.
She announces that she's done at the end of July.
True.
That's it. She wants to turn this into a big, crying, wringing of the hands. Sure. The world is coming to an end.
Sure.
Open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm going to tell Joe Ardinger he can't cook broccoli anymore. Did you get
is
any
that
of
that? Is that what that smell is?
Is that bad broccoli or what? Foul, man.
It smells to me like a cleaning supply. It smells like someone is using ammonia or something.
Rob just hit the disinfectant spray in
here. Oh, well, that's what I'm smelling.
So you're getting that mixed with the broccoli. But, I mean, that is just, you got it and then I got it through the wall.
Odors never get into the newsroom, but this one did.
Not like when he's cooking his barbecued chicken.
Hi, Don, Mike. After 11 years with Regis, Kathy Lee is leaving their morning show. She gave her 120 days notice on the show this morning.
We're all very excited about that, Buzz.
Of course, everyone is.
What will we do without the world's biggest C word?
She will find a way back into our lives, I guarantee it.
The giant C.
Yeah, I agree with Buzz. She'll be back in some capacity. Regis asked if she's serious. She said yes. Quoting her, it's time. It's time. It's time. They'll do their final show together in July when her contract runs out. And by the way, the Daily News reported this morning that Kathy Lee
will again fill in for David Letterman on March 6th.
Told you.
She's back.
Oh, what the hell are they thinking?
I don't know.
Hey, Gabby.
Oh, man.
I'm scared.
Man.
You should be.
Come
be
on
scared.
Back.
I'm afraid. Be very afraid.
How
I'm afraid.
Could they possibly ask her back?
I don't know, but there it is.
I want to throw something out at you that it just popped into my head. I don't think it would ever happen.
Oh, man.
But I'm telling you, Randy, regular guest host?
No way.
Well, I wondered.
What the hell are they doing?
I'll tell you something. If she becomes the regular guest host for David Letterman, I promise you, I will kill myself on the radio.
I will get one of G. Gordon Liddy's guns, and I will shoot myself on the radio.
Is Cosby coming back? You know, are any of the other guest hosts coming back?
If there's a ray of hope, and I swear, the New York Daily News said March 6th. But March 6th, if you check your calendar, is a Monday.
Monday.
And Dave has been working Monday, Wednesday, Fridays with the guest hosts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So
you know what? I'm going
to have to wonder about that.
I'm going to make a note right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow in the show, we'll call that producer's room at the Letterman Show.
Yes.
And
had him on the show before. We'll ask Rob Burnett about it.
Very good.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, rest assured, you know, he can have these temporary guest hosts, but, you know, would it be a regular thing with after the quintuple bypass?
Oh, man. Would Dave be scaling back? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm loopy for the Kathy Lee.
Here's something else people will be talking about tomorrow. We lost a 6-year-old girl in Michigan today. She was shot by a 7-year-old boy. The first grader's in custody, but he's too young to be charged. Whoever gave him access to the gun may face charges. The shooting was apparently fueled by a playground tussle yesterday. President Clinton says we should remember this at the polls this November. If you had any doubts about...
Well, that's good.
If you have any doubts...
That's good. Take a real tragedy and turn it into a shill.
Yeah, no kidding.
For voting for or against gun control.
Right. Turn it into a positive.
That's good.
If you had any doubts about...
I'm anti-gun.
No, but I agree with you.
But that offends me.
Offends me, too.
He should just come out and say, you know what, this is a tragedy. We should all be real sad. Instead of, like, getting his endorsement. And listen,
remember the polls.
Don't forget, vote Democrat.
Yeah, that's
thank you.
That totally sucks.
Me so horny.
Surprised with a daughter that he did that. I really am.
Not smooth. If you had any doubts about the honesty of multimillionaire bride Darva Conger, this will interest you.
Darva.
Conger, who married Rick Rockwell.
Darva Conger. Sounds like something you'd watch on, the Discovery Channel. You know, we pulled back the tree bark to reveal the Darva Conger.
Darva Conger.
Where the insects are breeding.
Conger, who married Rick Rockwell on TV a couple of weeks ago, claimed she was a nurse in the Gulf War. She was a nurse, but she spent the war in Illinois, according to Air Force officials. The TV show Inside Edition broke the story last night, complete with unhappy Air Force officials. But Conger is sticking to her story, and I quote, "I was on active duty in the Air Force at the time of the Gulf War. Anybody on active duty at that time is considered a Gulf War veteran."
Just more evidence that everyone in the world is just full of ass.
Right. Military officials and veterans groups beg to differ with Darva Conger. Rick Rockwell has a prettier name than she does. Some of the jury members who found the cops innocent in the killing of Amadou Diallo say they've been getting threats. The jury forewoman says...
Shocker.
She hasn't been threatened. The forewoman says she hasn't gotten threats, but she says she's heard from another female juror who has. And one of the male jurors says he's gotten threatening phone calls as well. And yet another female juror says she's afraid for her children. Fear of revenge is one reason most of the jurors waited days before talking to the press about the verdict, and some of them still won't talk.
If I was them, I would not be showing my face on TV.
Right.
I would be. Hold on. I would do like Elvis did.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that plastic wrap and put it all over my windows so no light would come in.
Or go out to California and stay at Darva Conger's house.
Darva Conger.
Darva.
Darva.
The district attorney who went after the cops in the Diallo shooting says he will not resign. Not going to happen, he says. But he says he thinks the officers involved should resign. Bronx DA Robert Johnson says the officers were punished by the trial itself, if not by the verdict. But he says the four men should not go back on the job.
Oh, yeah, shocker there.
Diallo died in a shower of 41 police bullets when he tried to draw his wallet out of his pocket. The officers convinced the jury they feared for their lives in the incident.
Listen to you, freaking news hound.
How about that?
Listen to you. I got to get you one of those Edward R. Murrow hats now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jesus Christ, this is a Bronx attorney. Listen to him.
This is London.
One day on in New York, and suddenly he's Mr. News.
And the New York Post says John Gotti's son-in-law may not be married to the mob much longer. The Post has law enforcement sources who say Victoria Gotti is scrapping her 15-year marriage to scrap metal king Carmine Agnello. The sources say she's thrown him out of their Long Island mansion and changed all the locks. They say she thinks...
Everything's going wrong for the Gottis right now.
I know. It sucks. Not a good time for them.
Really, really sucks. It's very unfair.
As Anthony Soprano would say, AJ would say, that sucks my nut. Hey, where's that tape of AJ saying, that sucks my nut?
That's a great tape. Great episode.
That sucks my nut.
They say that she thinks that Carmine's been having an affair with one of his female employees.
Now, what's going on with you? No God shit. I've upset your mother very much.
It's not no God. God is dead.
Who said that?
Nietzsche. He's a 19th century philosopher from Germany.
Nietzsche.
Anyway, that's why I'm not getting confirmed.
Enough with that, all right? Your confirmation's coming up this weekend, and you are getting confirmed.
That fucks my nuts.
Anthony. Right, AJ.
AJ, finally gave him a little more dialogue.
That sucks my nut. That's almost as good as what no F and Z.
That's right, absolutely.
Well, Victoria Gotti told her dad in a recent prison visit, I've had it with him, to which the Teflon Don replied, I never liked him in the first place. That's from a prison tape recording made in late January. Another tape from 2 years ago has Gotti saying this about Agnello. He's an imbecile. He's going to get indicted any day, this moron. End quote.
This moron. Buzzy, timeout.
All right.
Hold on. We'll break on the word moron. Give you another chance to win up to $10,000.
All right.
Lie straight ahead. The secret celebrity laugh. Got it for you now. If you are the 100th person to call Toya.
Good luck.
Who's very sexed up today. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and
Mike. Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
They have given God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
America's favorite wingnut, Don and Mike.
All right, that's us time. We're another caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Kurt,
where are you calling from?
Reno.
I apologize if I'm curt with you.
That's because okay.
Time is of the essence. That's from Pulp Fiction. You are caller 100. And you have won the Roadrunner Prize Pack from Cox Communications Roadrunner Internet Service.
All right.
And enjoy, my friend. And thank you for listening in Reno on radio station KPLY. Okay. Secret celebrity laugh number 4. Got it for you right now. Have you heard it before?
I've heard it.
Do you have an idea?
I have a guess.
You have a guess. Are you confident?
Not really.
That's the right answer. That's how you play me. Yes, Buzz.
Hi. Giving you the signal.
I knew. I knew the microphone was off. I knew that we were waiting to go to the news. No, I didn't know. I really didn't know. A good man, though, Buzz, with the new signal, with the hands over the head.
He was doing that, and I was playing with him by not letting you know. I'd seen it for quite a while, and I just loved watching him do the scissor move with his hand.
Thank you, though, Buzz. Like you're waving in an airplane.
Exactly. That's exactly what the move was, and I apologize. I usually should speak up when that happens, but
I was captivated with this caller. How about $3,000?
All right.
That's a nice, huge jackpot.
Serious money.
$3,000 we have for you if you can identify this celebrity laughing. Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
The blind Robert Goulet.
The blind Goulet.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
You know, I don't know why you feel the need.
It won't change the vocals.
Why you feel the need. It's weak with perfection.
And the
It does. The blind Goulet does.
I'm sorry.
It alters it.
I'm sorry.
For $3,000. Who the hey is that?
Is it David Arquette?
You mean Mr. Courtney Cox?
That's what I mean.
No!
Oh, we're sorry.
I'll tell you what, though. A damn good guess.
Very good guess, yes.
I'd be damned if that wasn't a good guess. Thank you. Hold on. And please remember that every guess
is a clue for you.
Right, David Arquette. Good guess.
Very good guess.
Real good. Hi, Buzzy.
There's been a lot of speculation about the deal Monica Lewinsky made with Jenny Craig. Now, thanks to Entertainment Tonight, we know the true details. The show says it has a copy of the contract.
The show says it has a copy
of the contract. It says the contract requires Monica to lose 40 pounds and keep it off. For this, she gets nearly $1 million.
Man.
The contract says...
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Says she got 50 large up front plus 25 grand a week for each of her first 7 weeks. If she lost 20 pounds by September 1st last year, she'd get another 100 grand.
There she is commenting on it right there.
And then 200 grand when she lost another 20. If she stays within 5 pounds of her target weight, that pays 50 grand a month if she stays that way till June 15th.
There she is. This is her signing the agreement.
There you go.
Just here
you go.
Read
She's
it.
Not signing in blood. maybe she is.
And how will she lose the weight? I think we're listening to the way she's going to do it.
Wait, I take this back. She is signing in blood.
How are you doing in there, Ms. Lewinsky? Are you okay?
She just dotted an I.
Okay.
Well, doesn't sound easy.
Okay. M-O-N-I-C-A. I know. All right. Capital L. L-E-W-I. Got it. I, okay. N. S.
The weight is just falling off.
K. Then with a Y or a...
It's a Y.
Y. Okay, Y.
Here comes the Y. Oh.
Monica?
Well, she didn't sign her contract. She's just going to have to come back and do it again.
Monica, you need the Y.
Wow.
There it is. Hold on. You only did one line in the Y.
Oh, really? Another one?
You got to cross the Y.
Quite an effort for the young woman.
Here she is, signing her name.
All right. Way to go, Jenny Craig.
Not the neatest handwriting you've ever seen. But last week, Lewinsky told The View she had only lost 31 pounds, forcing a delay in shooting the TV commercial. She says the company then extended her contract through September 1st of this year.
You say, Ms. Lewinsky, you won't be able to make the weight for the commercial shoot? I understand. And you need more time to lose the weight? Yes. I see. Well, I suppose we can do a month. Is that acceptable to you? Very good, Ms. Lewinsky.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show.